It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What would you say you do?
You think I'm some slapper whip pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper whip pussy for you to fuck?
The Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
That it is.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Derek. With me as always is Where's Steven?
Yo.
And our good friend Sean.
Hey-o.
Matthew is not with us today.
He could not make it.
He is in Yestercades in Redbeck, New Jersey playing Mortal Kombat.
And he's all wound up about that.
He's very wound up about it, and good for him, as right as well he should be. I asked him if he could call in. He goes, I don't know, I'm going to be pretty busy.
I'm going to be pretty busy.
Mashing buttons.
Got a lot of stuff to do.
Go finish him.
Woo! Working up a sweat. Having some sloppy wet pizza.
Oh, easy, Derek.
Whoa.
The big game is on, so I don't expect anybody to be watching this. Is this like a significant game?
Very significant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know because I have no idea.
It's very significant.
So what does this decide, this 49ers and New York Giants game?
Whoever wins this goes to the Super Bowl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Only one can win, correct?
Mm-hmm. Only one can win.
That's it.
There can only be one.
Now, who are they going to face in this said Super Bowl?
I guess apparently the New England Patriots.
The Patriots.
Yes. Yep.
New England.
How'd you know that?
What?
That's New England.
Because you said the New England Patriots.
Oh, okay. So if I didn't say that, you wouldn't know.
Probably not.
Okay.
Somewhere in the bowels, the recesses of my mind, I did know that, but it wouldn't have come up.
Oh, it's going to be New England. Oh, the Chiefs?
Oh, the New England clam chowders are playing the New York Subways.
New York Subways.
I don't know. The New York buildings. Big buildings. And
yeah.
And hobo, the New York hobos. Those cameras they got, Jesus. Sports is by far the most irritating thing in the world to me. I don't know. And it's just because everybody is so hyped up about it. Like people that shouldn't be, and I don't know. It's ridiculous.
The only thing that irritates
me. Turn
that
off.
It's off.
Off the phone.
Jesus. All last night we're in Crapplebee's. And this kid with his fucking tweets.
I'm trying to keep everyone happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you went out yesterday. That's good.
Yeah. Where were you?
Oh, I was doing things.
Like what? Like anything manly?
Yeah. I was, you know, escorting my sister to a event.
Oh,
like rock climbing?
Were you hunting?
Yeah, we were. Well, there was animals.
Did you guys build a house?
All right. Hang on. Let's do a little guessing here.
There was animals.
There were animals. You weren't hunting, though.
No.
Okay.
Were you petting them?
Were you at the zoo?
No.
Okay. Were your clothes on the entire time?
Yes.
Were you in Harlem?
No. Close, though. No. Close. Close.
So you were in New York?
Close to it. I could see it.
You could see New York. You see New York. There were animals. You weren't at a zoo. Barlam and Bailey Circus.
No, I don't like clowns. They scare me.
Oh.
You got. You went to that giant ski lift thing by Giant Stadium that no one uses.
Very close. I actually went outside one time and said, oh, look, there's that fucking ski thing nobody uses.
Okay. All right. So you're in the vicinity of East Rutherford.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Izod Center?
Correct.
Wow. Oh. Nickelback concert.
Close. This
there were tons of animals there.
TNA live event.
No, no, absolutely not.
Oh, we said Manly. We said Manly.
Manly.
Well, Nickelback is Manly, right, guys?
Oh.
Everyone likes Nickelback, I thought.
They're the new thing. Very manly. Like, I grew hair on my chest just from going.
So,
Well, I am at a loss for words. What is this giant manly? I mean, aside from like a beard growing contest where you actually wrestle bears in the Izod Center, I can't imagine what the hell you were doing. What is this giant manly event that you went took your sister to?
Well, I obtained by some odd chance.
Through your credit card that you put into the website.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
2 tickets.
This is going to be good.
Like 3 rows from the floor.
Whoa. Not so they weren't hard to get, or were they hard to get?
You know what? I just pressed best available.
Okay.
Best available.
Best available.
So easy to get.
I could feel the sweat coming off the performers.
Performers.
I could feel the sweat.
Oh, my God.
But I was cold at the same time.
Was it like a donkey show?
Close. Okay. Anyway, Disney on Ice.
Oh.
What?
Yelling about!
I don't know either.
No.
So how was it?
Oh, it was spectacular.
Gay.
Fuck yeah.
So you went to Disney on Ice.
Who took home the gold?
Well, you know, I was with my sister.
How old is your sister?
You know, she's a big Disney fan. She's, you know, 26.
She's 26?
26.
She's older than you.
Yes. Thank you.
So you took your older sister
yes.
to Disney on Ice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we were just trying to spot everyone that was there without a child. We're like, we're not the only fucking
pedos.
Two. We're like, there's a couple. They're fucking here.
Did you guys get mistaken for a couple?
No, no, thank goodness.
Do you guys look alike? I hope not, because you're pretty. You'd make an ugly woman.
But I'd make a very attractive man.
A young George Clooney.
Yes.
Clooney.
I am white. Thank you, though.
I believe Matt said George Clooney and Disco Inferno together.
Yes, put them together.
That's you.
That's me. It's hard. You got to beat the ladies off.
Yeah.
Some of them have penises, whatever.
So did you get any commemorative cups or anything like that?
She was going to get a snow cone with a commemorative cup.
$17?
$15.
What?
For ice syrup and a $3 plastic cup. So she got a program for $15.
A program
for $15.
Wow.
Yes.
And you didn't get anything?
No, fuck that. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It is Disney, so let's not go crazy.
You know, I already had everything.
There. And who's the finale?
You're like looking around. Got it. Need it. Don't want it. Got it.
Now, who's the finale? Bugs Bunny? No,
that's not Disney.
How fucking dare you?
Roadrunner?
Nope. Same fucking Warner Brothers.
Hmm.
Do you remember back in the day in the Woodbridge Mall, there was a Warner Brothers store?
I do.
That place was awesome when I was a kid.
It was awesome.
There was like a little tunnel. They had little TVs in there.
Yeah.
There was always like 10,000 little kids in there.
Molest them.
Hmm. Well, I was a kid at the time. So
who was at this Disney on Ice? Anybody good? Anybody I know?
You know, the Lion King.
Wow.
Yeah. Little Mermaid.
Wow. Did they have him skating on all fours?
No, they didn't. They had a couple things, like Pumbaa.
So this is totally fucking unbelievable. This show.
There was Pumbaa. He was on all fours.
Okay.
How loud was it there with the kids?
Oh, man. I went outside, and there was a father comes out. You can tell he's already, you know, half in the bag.
Wow.
And they had these things. You would push a button and they fucking spin with little wands on the end of them. Just. And the dad's like, my fucking son pushed a button right by my face, nailed me in the face with it. I looked at him, took the toy, threw it on the ground and said, one more time and you're going to get it.
The dad did that?
The dad said that, yeah.
Wow.
But he was with a bunch of other dads.
What a dick.
And I turned to my sister. I said, you know, there's probably one mother in there watching like 12 children right now. And she's super pissed.
Yeah. I saw the dinosaur show they do every couple years in New York?
No, I only go for MSG. I only go for the great events.
I know, you only go for Disney.
Yeah.
But it's that whole like dinosaur, they have like real live dinosaurs or whatever the fuck.
That seems unlikely.
Very unlikely. They are big though. The Brontosaurus, I realize Brontosaurus isn't an actual dinosaur, but whatever the hell Brontosaurus was supposed to be came out. And it was literally like its head was just about as tall as MSG from the ground to the top of MSG.
So you could barely see his head.
No, you could see it. It's just, you know, on the floor.
How'd they get him in there?
They kind of, they're all in the back.
Was he
and they wheel him out. They're all animatronic
that
dinosaurs.
That's expensive.
Very, yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Ooh.
Hmm. T-Rex came out. Shook the whole building with his roar.
Did you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a commemorative cup?
I didn't.
Damn.
Did not. It was pretty pretty gnarly.
Did
it was a good time.
A t-shirt of any sort?
I don't think I got anything, no.
Nothing, no? Child? No?
Child was with me, but in his mother's stomach.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so this was just for you. You were...
Well, it was my whole family went. They wanted to see it, you know.
So if like Snow White did like a triple Lundy Lutz or whatever.
Yeah, she wasn't there.
You know how like they throw like roses on the ice for
Snow
these
White?
People? Do they like throw dirty diapers there on Disney on Ice? With all those fucking screaming, whining little brats there? No?
No, no, they don't. No. That would just be probably some kind of bacterial. And just rude.
You're rude.
I'm rude.
You're two rude dudes.
So,
hey, are we having anyone else come over?
I think Steve number two is supposed to get here sometime, you know, within the
hour
time we're doing this.
That'd be nice.
He'll show up around 9:25.
At this rate, we're going to shut down in 15 minutes, so he better make it quick.
Why? I think it's going wonderfully.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know people are at home going, oh, my God, he went to Disney on Ice. That's awesome.
I love Disney on Ice.
It's weird not having Matt here with his laughter a filler. Yeah.
I listened to last week's show, and he was way too loud, which is my fault because I'm running the board. But I guess you don't realize it when you're with the headphones or whatever, but
he was way loud.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to watch that.
He was like, what?
Tits.
Fucking E-cup tits.
Titties.
Well, let's talk about Steven Tyler. I just saw this before we went on the air. It says Steven Tyler's scarf better than Star Spangled Banner rendition.
Whatever that means. I don't know.
So apparently there was a New England Patriot. Oh, the New England Patriots.
Was it a clam chowder?
They had a game, and Mr. Tyler sang the anthem. And we have the video here. You guys want to listen?
I do.
Yeah.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Pretty mediocre so far.
The ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Oh my God. Make it end.
Oh God.
Oh.
I can only hope.
Jesus.
The
what?
Who?
The flame.
He's not knowing much of a singer.
No. Oh, God.
If I'm there right now, I'm walking out of the stadium. Ugh.
And here comes the big airplane. Well, it wasn't god awful, but it wasn't very good.
That was horrendous.
It was pretty bad.
Like, that was borderline Roseanne Barr-ish.
I feel like they told him, listen, Steven Tyler, our mic set's not going great, so you have to scream this as loud as you fucking can.
I think that's just what he does.
Oh, my God.
That was horrendous.
That's really bad.
I'd rather have been busted into some Living on the Edge or something. Imagine he was like halfway through, like, fuck this.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody said, how is this guy supposed to pass as a judge on a singing competition when he does this?
That was bad.
Oh,
my God.
You heard that?
Yes. That came through my mic somehow.
Ooh, it stinks.
I bet it does. All those sugar-free brownies you're gulping down. Galloping down your throat.
Those brownies.
They were good.
Okay, we'll go with that. It was one of those things like where you see the advertisement for them and then you get it. You're, oh.
With the brownies?
Yeah.
What, they look better than they tasted?
They look great on the box.
On the box.
They look great in the pan. Then they came out of the pan and they were...
And the person who made them sitting right behind you, so be careful.
I'll fucking super kick a bitch through a window.
You love doing that.
I super kick bitches through a window.
She's giving you the death eye.
For a living. She's going to get a death eye if she doesn't cut the shit.
Wow. Jesus.
Well, Jamie, your brownies look good on the box.
And in the pan. But they came
and
out.
In the pan.
They were the crepe version of brownies.
The crepe version?
Super flat.
Oh.
Oh. You gave me a little giggle then. Oh.
Crepe.
Crepe.
Fucking crepe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
He's in the fucking house.
Oh, shit.
It's our fucking Lord and Savior.
Hide your electronics, your wallets. God, he's going to steal something.
Steve number one.
Steve number two. Can you just bring a chair?
Is here.
I thought, wait. Oh. Wait, so he's
yeah,
like others.
One for you.
Yeah, so bear with us for a second while we get him situated. Do you have headphones for him and everything?
I had him somewhere. Oh, yeah, right here.
Oh, they're over there. You get to sit. You get to be the middle guy. You get to be the lucky Pierre, if you will. Oh, look at you. Your little work outfit.
Damage. Look at him get. He's disrobing for us.
He's like freshly shaved.
I hope he's bringing some good shit. I hope you're bringing some good shit because we're about to shut the shop down.
No. It's good.
Fuck you, Steve.
You missed Sean's awesome night he had at Disney on Ice last night.
That was great. That was great.
Oh,
damn
you
really
it.
Went to that faggot shit? Damn it.
Don't forget, he's obsessed with Disney.
I am.
Like what? Like football and like beard growing and drinking is to us. Is
oh
Disney
yeah, it's
to
us.
Him.
What it is to us? Like you're involved in it. You're in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
How come you spooks didn't wait for me? You know I was coming.
You have a fucking half a glass of beer in your.
Because we have millions of fans waiting.
Yeah. We were trying to like, we were just playing the music on loop for a half hour. And everybody left.
Exactly.
All right. Enough.
I got it. Pee Wee. The only thing he missed was Disney on Ice and Steven Tyler butchering the Star Spangled Banner at the Patriots game.
It was borderline Roseanne Barr.
Oh, yeah, because I was at work and caught a part of it, and they said something about Steven Tyler being up there. I'm like, what the fuck is that faggot doing now?
I think he had like one of them cancer kazoos to his neck.
You know what's funny about Steven Tyler is actually some guy at work came up to me with one of those would you rather, and it was really dumb. It was would you rather everybody around you look like Steven Tyler or sound like him? I'm like, I'd rather they sound like him, because at least if I'm banging a chick, I don't want her looking like him.
Nah, I don't know.
Though he does look like a fucking long 65-year-old lesbian.
Long hair, tan skin, big lips, I'm in.
Out of those choices, I'd rather be dead like Joe Paterno.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
Was that from fucking Little Boys?
What did he? Well, he didn't fuck him. He just kind of didn't tell anybody.
I don't know. This is a this is a touchy subject.
He roughhoused in the shower, right?
Is that no, he had nothing to do with anything.
He just didn't tell anybody.
No,
oh, wait. It was the other guy.
His defensive coordinator.
I'm sorry.
Was fondling boys in a shower.
Shandusky.
Yeah, he was fondling boys in a shower, and the assistant coach. Caught it. Okay.
That's right. Okay, I forgot. Right. I got my names mixed up.
And then he went and told Paterno. And then Paterno went to his athletic director and the police of the campus police and made the guy give a report. So then Paterno thought, okay, I'm done with this. You know, I guess everybody, especially liberals, thought that wasn't good enough. So they wanted this guy to die. So they gave him cancer.
Well, I mean, if
they gave him cancer.
Yeah. They're like, we want him to have lung cancer and die in 3 months.
You
got
it.
Happened.
They just opened like a box that has like AIDS.
Sorry,
cancer.
Joe Pa.
Bubonic plague in like a vial. Inject him with that.
Pick a box, Joe Pa.
So now he's fucking Joe Flatlino.
Yeah.
He actually died?
He's dead. He died this morning.
What?
He died this morning. Holy there was a hoax about his death last night.
Where the fuck was I today?
He died.
I don't know. It was like on the news, like Joe Paterno's failing health. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because last night, actually, when I got home from the bees with you guys, it broke that he died. And they're like, oh, no, we're just joking. He's not dead yet, but he's not doing good. And then this morning, he's dead.
Yeah, because I see you tweeting like RIP Joe whatever. And then I go online and it's like Joe Paterno's health declining. I'm like, what is fucking Steve know something we don't?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sandusky called me.
They're like, oh, he's dead. Oh, well, no.
The only other death pun I got for him is Joe with Wormy. Oh, with Wormo. That's it. Joe with Wormo.
Both pretty
he's
bad.
He's a tough one.
Mediocre at best.
He is a hard one.
How about No Mo Paterno? That's about it.
I also came up with a stretch. It's Long Concerno. But
no. Cancer, no. Cancer, no. Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I mean, he obviously got like involved in that, but not through anything he really did. I mean, what the fuck did he do? You know, he reported it, right? So his son, didn't his son have to like leave Penn State? He like left. I think he was a student there, and he was like, yeah, I'm out of here.
I don't know. Probably for his own safety.
Yeah. Because they're probably going to like trash him.
All the GLAD people and stuff are going to burn his house down.
What the fuck do they have to do with anything?
I don't know. Dead men don't rape.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't really got nothing funny for that one. Sorry.
Farted.
Did you just lift your entire package, yes, including your sack, up to let that one go?
Yeah. The angle I'm at, my sack would have clogged the hole. So I had to move it to fart.
It's like when a clump of hair gets in the drain in the shower. It's yeah. Like, it won't drain. Oh, no.
So that's that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
But I'm actually surprised about the split of people that are like, you know, rest in peace, Joe. And then people are like, fuck you for saying that. Let that cocksucker get raped in hell.
He didn't rape anybody.
I know.
Shit.
That's what's so annoying.
Even if he did, like, we pretty much left Michael Jackson alone when he died.
Yeah. And people were saying that. Oh.
Well, he was a fucking king of pop, for Christ's sake.
People were comparing Hitler to Paterno and stuff.
What?
You know, like, oh, yeah, Hitler did great running Germany, but look what he did. He's an evil man. I'm like, okay, so I just did like the little like Hitler and then like the great or less than fucking Paterno.
Literally, like, any time anybody in the news does something bad, they have to involve Hitler. I don't know why.
Hitler's got some awful PR people.
He does.
Lindsay Lohan, coke addict, she's like Hitler. I mean, seriously, like,
she's the Hitler of child stars.
Yeah, fuck the Egg McMuffin.
I hated her in Parent Trap.
This is the Egg McMuffin of podcast right here.
This is.
Yes. This is. So,
as in, it gives you horrible diarrhea first thing in the morning.
Verbal.
Take a big shit and you're fine.
You know a thing or two about that, don't you?
What, diarrhea?
Especially liquid fucking Kool-Aid diarrhea. That was bad. I don't think I've showed John yet.
I actually, did Steve tell you I was laughing hysterically in the parking lot? Because we left the restaurant and I'm one of those people, like, when we get up, I walk out. I don't stand there and mosey around.
Yeah.
And, like, Matt does that kind of shit. He, like, puts his coat on. He, like, checks his bulge, makes sure he's got his keys.
Pretends he was locked out of his,
like,
car.
I get up. I want to go out. Like, I don't want to stand there, everybody looking at me.
Well, it's because you're freakishly fucking tall.
Yeah, you're, like, know, 7 feet tall.
I know. I just, like, I'm not going to stand there and fucking
As soon as
around.
You stand up, people are like, oh, no.
Is that a giraffe?
I think the guy's going to rob somebody.
Godzilla! Oh, Godzilla!
But,
that's what you should get tattooed on your neck is, like, a giraffe print.
Godzilla's cock. And I go outside and I'm waiting. I'm like, where the fuck are these people? I'm like, ah, oh, well, maybe they're talking to Sheila and her black boyfriend she was with last night.
Oops.
That fucking whore.
Whoops. So Steve comes outside. He goes, I'm like, where's Derek? He's like, oh, he's shit again.
He's shitting again.
Shit,
he's
5 minutes previous.
Yeah, like, because I want to shit once more before the road.
Before the road.
One for the road.
Derek lives 4 minutes from the restaurant.
It's really not that far.
No,
he didn't, and it was a Saturday night, so you know the lights are going to change quick. He did not want to chance it.
No.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, good for you. At least you have some.
Well, and you know, I took a picture and sent it to Steve, and you can see why I don't want to chance it.
I don't
play. Yeah, let me see
we
this.
We should
thing.
Post this one on Twitter.
Because I don't think, and I did this for a reason, not to be gross, but just because I don't think people understand the gravity of the situation that I go through every day
yeah.
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just got to show people. Like, this is what, well, I mean.
The funny part about it is you lasted about 2 hours without shitting in the restaurant yeah. with us, yeah. enjoying yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you had to explosively bloody shit
yep.
twice within, like, 11 minutes.
That's my life.
Yeah.
That's my life.
The hot wings probably didn't help.
Well, I didn't even have that many of them.
Yeah,
you
true.
Really, you couldn't even, like, just show me your phone? You had to send it to me?
Yeah, just, you know, in case you wanted to keep it.
I can't wait. Loading. I can't wait to see this fucking thing.
Picture Kool-Aid Man.
Oh my God!
Yes. Kool-Aid shit.
It looked like some lady had a fucking period in
it. No, it's like the, when the Kool-Aid Man busts through the wall, except his glass broke and then it just spilled on the floor. Is...
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Oh no.
I can't.
It looks like you like cut a baby's throat and stuffed it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. It looks like a crime scene. It's
a little
really
baby
fucking...
bib with fucking baby blood guts in it.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking scandalous.
That's it usual for you?
Yeah, it's every day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how I have any blood left.
There's like tiny chunks. Oh my God, I gotta turn this off. This is gross.
You're like examining it.
Wait, so
what is that?
So Shula was really there with the black guy yesterday, huh?
I don't know.
He
was like a half a schwug.
So he's like shoot.
He's a wolf. He's a oogie. I think
was it just him, or was she with like a group of people?
I think it was a packie.
No, it was just her and him, and she was giving him a back rub.
Shit.
That's what you call it? I call it a fucking mean deep throat.
Right a fucking booth, too.
Well, I thought it was his back, but it was actually his cock.
You know what's funny is she...
What? How big it was.
Excuse me, I'm texting her right now saying, where the fuck were you last night?
She actually didn't... She saw Steve, and then she's like, and then I saw your beard.
Yeah. Like, well, there's cool. Steve and cool. Steve's beard.
His beard is here. Where's he?
Oh, Steve's beard just walked in. Yeah.
Your beard is weird.
Yeah, fear the beard. So, fuck the Giants. Just want to throw that out there.
Eat shit, you lose. Fucking big, tall faggot.
Wow. That was enunciated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Oh, is this more football talk?
Yeah. I like when the Giants lose because then everybody I know cries, so. Makes me happy.
That's how he lives. He doesn't have a heart or batteries or anything. He just lives off of people's sorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, Hitler.
Oh, Hitler.
Got any...
Oh, Hitler.
I don't know if I was going to open the paper or something.
Well, I got this story since we were talking about toilets.
There was a couple good ones in here, but we'll come back to them.
Woman refuses to leave toilet bowl for 2.5 years.
Steve has a twin sister.
What was that headline?
Woman refuses to leave toilet bowl for 2.5 years.
Jesus. If I had an outlet, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you had internet connection, like steady in the bathroom.
It would be pretty convenient for me.
If I could sit there, shit, and get blowies all at the same time.
Blowies.
I'm good.
Whoa.
It says she sat down in the toilet bowl in her master bedroom bathroom on March 25th, 2009. For the next 902 days, this small white-tiled room became... Madame Liang Mi Yang's home.
Why are they always Asian?
I don't know.
Why?
She ate her meals there and slept there. And no amount of, what the fuck, cajoling? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Cajoling it's from like her husband would make her leave the toilet bowl.
It's like what you do with a dog to get it to like fetch something.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on off the toilet. Come on, stupid. Come on. No, you can't live and eat on the toilet bowl, you stupid fuck.
He's like,
I don't need this toilet bowl.
Fucking Margaret Cho. Her career never left the toilet. Fat fucking gook.
Whoa.
Fat fucking gook.
Whoa.
Sorry. I thought we were toning down the racism.
No, he's the drunk, mean racist.
Yeah. I'm not even drunk.
I'm a tweener. Sean's the young guy.
The young guy.
And Derek's, that's all Derek's the artist. My age. I could be like the most dull person in the world. But oh, you're young. You're fine.
He's the baby.
You're the, we'll just go with fine. Young and fine. That's it. And it matches the abominable snow pig.
It does feel a lot thinner in this room without him here, I will admit.
I feel like it's just empty.
I feel like you can breathe.
Like the room looks empty, right? He's this big black mass over in the corner.
Dude, he breathes in through his nose and his belly button. I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I don't know. With that story, I really don't know why you'd want to be on the toilet for that long. They're not comfortable by any means.
See. Madame Liang, now 58, claimed that she felt a strong force holding her down every time she tried to get up.
Oh, Joe Paterno make me do it. Wait, what happened?
She felt the strong force holding her down every time she tried to get up.
But that's going
to
be so uncomfortable. You ever sit in a bowl too long, like your foot falls asleep?
She also, obviously this lady is insane. She also imagined stones being hurled and water sprayed at her by people that she could not see, preventing her from leaving the bathroom.
Reports later say she was hooked on meth.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I wonder if she's ever like was ever hungry and just ate her own turds. Like if somebody didn't bring food in time for her. She's like, don't flush that. I might need it later.
Because you don't bring me food on time.
I didn't think, well, speaking of shit, I also saw a photo yesterday of somebody holding a shit. And I didn't really think that was possible because it's usually pretty soft and malleable.
I think that was a work, man.
It might have been fake. It might have been like a piece of like croissant.
I mean,
or
to me, it looks like a bunch of like fucking brownie bites balled up into a fucking.
It looks like somebody
cucumber.
Ate too much hard boiled eggs.
Nah, it looked like a shit colored bialy that somebody was holding in their hand.
Car bialy?
Bialy.
Steve, didn't you have something like that when you were a kid?
What's that?
When you ate too many like Hershey Kisses?
Yeah, actually, I ate an entire bag of Hershey Kisses when I was like 10. Like, I think I just hit double digits, and my grandmother had to give me an enema.
That must have been awesome.
Taking
with
away
a wooden spoon?
All I know is that after I shit it out, it was like, boom-sh, and then my grandmother, like, didn't want me to flush it because she wanted to see what was wrong. Like, maybe yeah. It was a toy car or something. And all I remember her saying is, oh, my God, that's the size of a horse turd. I thought that was so awesome.
How did your grandmother know what horse turds look like?
Well, the best part that led up to it is, like,
she was from the
a
south.
Few days before, like, my stepmother was infuriated that the Hershey Kisses were leaving, and she couldn't figure out who was taking it. So she put, like, a piece of paper in the cabinet door. So, like, when it opened, it would fall to the floor, and she knew somebody was in there taking candy. So I ate every fucking Hershey Kiss there was. Like, that wasn't a clue enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole, like, for, like, 3 days, she's like, who ate it? And I'm like, not me. I wouldn't do that. I hate those things.
He's a little fat 10-year-old, and she's like, who ate the Hershey Kisses? I don't know.
No, I wasn't fat. That was the thing. Yeah. I was, like, Holocaust
super,
thin.
Yeah, you were super
skinny. Yeah, like, I could have been made into a lampshade. So,
we wish.
So then this humongous fucking turd came out of my asshole with some blood. I should have taken a picture. Look a lot like you.
I should have taken a picture.
You were 10. What are you going to get the Polaroid out?
Don't shake it.
It was like 1989.
Don't shake it. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So is your grandmother still giving enemas?
No. Not on Earth.
In no. Heaven?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, enema sweet.
In
heaven.
In the great beyond.
Anyway, this fucking nut with the fucking mental breakdown. She was naked throughout the entire 902 days.
Well, of course.
She said, I didn't understand what was happening. I only felt all the sensations which prevented me from standing or leaving the bathroom.
Wow.
See,
she showered a total of 18 times. Those were the only occasions where she would move from the toilet bowl.
Oh, so the presence that made her think that she couldn't get up was okay to shower.
I guess.
What do you think? Like, there's my chance to bolt out of here?
Well, you know, 18 days and 2.5 years, it's not like, you know. It felt like she was taking regular showers and she could just escape.
Man.
It's like this booming voice from the heavens.
The presence she felt was mold on her fucking kneecaps.
Probably.
You need to douche.
Her husband said, I had to take a stool into the bathroom for her. Then I would slowly help her shift from the toilet bowl to the stool, and she would bathe herself with the shower head.
This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. What What country is this?
Well, they're saying, I think Malaysia.
Fuck them.
Malaysia.
Have another hurricane.
Are there diseases named that?
<I don't> Malaria.
Same thing.
Sounds like a black kid's name. Come here, Malaysia. Stop breaking in that car.
Jeez, there's like friggin' 5 pages of this story.
Yeah,
story. I'm already done with her.
Yeah, that story.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Fuck her. Fucking weirdo.
Let's flush this story.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. How about the sex for chicken nuggets? Too bad Matt wasn't here for that one.
Oh, dude, because Matt has done that. Is this an article about Matt?
Why do you think he's not here?
Dude, I'll like blow you for a nugget.
he's fucking live streaming it on his fucking phone while he's playing Mortal Kombat. And everyone's probably looking at him like
he's
a weirdo.
Full on flat out is not. He probably gives two.
No, I guarantee you he's standing out. He's like organizing this Mortal Kombat tournament, right? And he's live streaming it on his phone. And then we just said that he would give sex for nuggets. And the guy playing turns around like, oh, yeah. I got a pocket full of nuggets right now.
I got a pocket full of nuggets.
Yeah. I was actually hoping for a picture to be attached to that story, but there wasn't.
I was hoping for more of the story, too.
Yeah.
They didn't give a lot? Nothing. No.
I saw it again in the post, Weird But True. It was in California, of course.
Los Angeles.
Yes, Los Angeles.
Woman was arrested after she offered sexual favors in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNick.
All right, let's get the name here right. Khadijah Basser?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
She a...
Fuck her name. She's a fat pig.
She definitely got to be a schwug.
All right. she reportedly opened customers' car doors in the drive-thru at McDonald's, asking for free chicken nuggets in exchange for sexual favors. A man told police she approached him, but he refused the offer. She was arrested for suspicion of prostitution.
Now, the thing that was added to that story in the Post was that the guy said she wasn't exactly attractive. I really wouldn't turn down head from anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Especially when we're talking about just giving away a nugget to get head. That's awesome.
All I'm doing is going to put the nuggets together to fillet me anyway, so I might as well have her do it.
Yeah, my dick will be less greasy by the time I'm done.
I don't have to wait 5 minutes so I don't burn it.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Do you think it's awesome?
Yeah, I'm totally down with that.
She's got to be fucking disgusting.
Yeah, she probably was a nasty crack addict.
So some nasty black woman came up to you at McDonald's.
All right, fine.
And said, yo.
With like pus dripping out of her eyes.
Yes. Severe conjunctivitis.
Yo, I just shit blood. You want to fuck?
You want to fuck for that nugget?
Said, yo, I'll blow you for some of those chicken McNuggets.
Well, you're going to have to go back up to the counter and get sweet and sour sauce, though.
I'm loving it.
Oh, my God.
I like how they always say sexual favors. Just say what it was.
Just say, yeah, like deep throating.
No, it could have been a rim job.
A rim job?
Could have been a trombone.
Could have been a tossed salad.
Could have been a, yeah, exactly.
I'll trade you a nugget if you toss my salad.
Could have been a good ass licking. I mean, sexual favors is not just one thing, but I think they just are referring to like a BJ.
Somebody say butt licking over here? What?
Butt licking. Yeah. Oh, what? Hey, what? Sean, no. Have you licked a butt?
No.
Have you had your butt licked?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
What was his name?
Tyler, what?
Did she do that before or after the black guy she was with?
Oh!
What was it at Disney on Ice?
That was my sister. That's a little weird.
Ew.
What, there was no one else there? It was just you and your sister and every Disney character imaginable.
That's it. Whatever. Just us sitting way in the back going, put on a show!
How old's your sister?
26.
What? And she wanted to go to Disney on Ice?
Yeah.
Actually, Sean wanted to go to Disney on Ice. Yeah, he dragged her there for her birthday.
She's like, all right, whatever. Yay!
Fine.
Esmeralda.
Look what I got you for your birthday.
Was Pocahontas alarmingly hot on Ice too? Look at those nipples.
It was Lion King, Little Mermaid.
Fuck that.
Lilo and Stitch and Peter Pan.
They don't even like have anything to do with each other. What is this?
All
the most random Disney movies, just throw them together.
Did they all gang rape fucking Tinkerbell? On the middle of the ice?
Middle of the ice, no. Middle of the ice, no.
Did Tinkerbell fall down and then everyone had to clap to get her to come back up? Come on, kids.
That is a gimmick they should do.
Holy shit, they actually did that.
Did they?
Yeah.
She fell on the ice and then all the lights went dark.
Well, no,
and they just had the
one
spotlight on her.
She got poisoned.
By Captain Hook?
And they said the one thing that can save her is...
That's Snow White.
If you blow the roof off this place and everyone's like...
Now just the preemies.
Just the east side. Just the west side. Oh, boy.
No, it was clapping.
Oh, everyone okay. In your underoos.
I imagine, was it ridiculously expensive?
No.
Everything
was
Disney
actually,
is expensive.
No, it was $25 for a ticket.
Third fucking row from the floor.
From the ice. But a snow cone with a commemorative cup was $15.
Didn't it melt?
I don't know. We didn't get one.
Did you take any pictures on your phone?
No, it wouldn't work with my phone because I would like take the picture and it was so much light. It was just white.
Yeah, I do that shit.
It's the worst.
Anyway.
Poor Tink.
I was trying to get Sean to come out with us to the bees last night.
Oh, yeah. Dude, don't even fucking start it on him.
So I was
don't
telling
good
him.
Good thing he didn't.
Well, he was
fuck
like, no,
this guy.
He
I asked this guy to hang out all the
time. He
would have
caught his lady
time.
Friend with the black dude.
That's what it sounded like.
Gross.
He was very handsome, by the way.
So
like devastatingly handsome,
and he was fucking hung like a chia pet.
Like you could see it down by his knee.
Oh, I thought Steve blew in the bathroom first.
Oh. No.
So I tried getting Sean to come to the bees with us. And he's like, don't forget, I got to go out. I'm going to DOI tonight. I'm like, all right.
DOI. Doi.
That's what they're saying in the chat.
TTYN.
Going to Doi.
So I told Sean, I was like, don't worry. Tomorrow is going to be icy cold out. We'll fucking slap on some skates and skate around for it tomorrow. He wasn't having it.
Oh, well. Good thing he didn't show up.
It actually went a lot better than that. That little conversation.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on, I gotta find this son of a bitch.
Oh yeah.
Well, first he didn't even say there was a Applebee's or anything. It just said possible mandate tonight.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's how I talk with.
That's
Sean.
How it started. And I said, "Damn it, I'm bringing my sister to Disney on Ice."
DOI.
DOI. Oh fuck! I got another text and your bloody shit popped up again. And then he said,
First
oh, man,
of all,
there's
your
of
sister
ice.
Is 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
She brought you.
Well, I paid for the ticket. She drove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, there's plenty of ice. We can skate in a pond for her tomorrow. I said, but can we dance and sing and wear Disney costumes? He said, I can do all of the above except dance.
I can't dance too well.
And then it was LOL, and I talked to him for another 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a riveting conversation.
Oh, yeah. Ah, bloody shit.
Actually, somebody asked in the chat room, if I were to, like, drop a load on Tinkerbell's wings, would she be able to fly?
Probably not. It'd be like a bee.
Yeah, like, no matter how much you clap, it ain't going to come off.
No.
Well,
it'd be like a bee.
Yeah. You ever get a bee wet? They just sit there and, like, shake their wings until it dries.
Mm. Oh, I thought they'd die.
Yeah, but, like, if they try to shake their wings before with jizz on them, it's going to stick together.
Well, Tinkerbell's not real, so I don't think you have to worry
about that. Imagine she just starts, it's like still wet. She starts flying
away. I
guess
we'll never know.
It just fucking gets stuck together and she just.
Jamie, get wings quick.
Hang on a second. Someone says. Plug the chat.
Don't do that into the mic, you fat.
I'm
just a shit.
Fuck. Just trying to be.
Did they say cough, cough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm going to infect the microphone for the next person that has to use it.
Somebody said what?
Plug the chat. So I need everyone to log on to cweradio.com and get in the chat room right now.
Yes, and click live, and then you can chat with us.
Thank you, Derek, for
picking live. The link is also on aristocratsradio.com.
I don't think I can do that for my mobile device, so I'm not going to.
Probably not.
Phones are derailing the show. Put them down, please.
I really, we already shut the game off.
What is? I'm actually going to try it. CW chat? CWB chat.
CWERadio.com.
Oh, damn.
.org/boner.
Dot suck my dick.
What else we got? Jesus Christ. What else we got?
I got a video on this
sweet
other
cool.
Sweet, play it. Okay.
Whatever it is, just play it.
5-year-old boy from Virginia is in police custody after he allegedly stabbed 3 people Monday. WCAV television reports that neighbors claim the incident happened after an argument over a juice box. Authorities haven't confirmed that claim.
I've always seen him ride his bike around. He's a happy go lucky little dude. You know, he there's never any problem. I mean, he was a good dude.
Authorities say that 2 juveniles and 1 adult were stabbed with what they called an edged weapon. All were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. At least one of the injured is related to the child, but authorities haven't revealed the nature of that relationship. WCAV-TV reports that some neighbors say the 5-year-old has an anger problem and physically abuses his mother. Authorities say the child will undergo an evaluation while he's in custody. It's unclear if charges will be filed in the case. Matt Small, The Associated Press.
So, no charges filed, possibly. And he assaults his mother. How does a 5-year-old assault their mother? Is she smaller than him?
You'd be surprised. My son is 3, and he is fucking tough.
Yeah.
I know kids have a high threshold, but, I mean, yeah.
Fuck that.
But you figure that you could just punt them pretty hard.
Just give them like a knee to the, like bring your knee to your chest and just fucking poof, right in the face. Done.
Yeah, but then you get arrested and all that good stuff.
That's only if somebody finds out.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't leave a mark.
Yeah.
I would just set up tables in the living room and choke slam them through them if you pulled that shit.
You like just this?
Just repeatedly.
You like this, boss?
That's it. TLC night.
Stand with
and just get your whole family over and just go ECW.
Again with like the secrecy, an edged weapon. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
could have been anything. He probably made it.
Could have been like a pen shiv. I mean,
not my prison shank.
Yeah. He sharpened up a fucking toothbrush.
Seriously,
it's just a shank made out of like dried Play-Doh.
Yeah. I mean, we all grew up in some nasty neighborhoods. We knew some kids like this. There's always that one rotten kid in the neighborhood that just did sick shit.
Oh yeah,
like lit. Pets on fire. Yeah, that was pretty much this.
We knew a whole family that was like that. Yeah. I wish I could relate some stories, but maybe for another time.
Mm.
Huh.
Nothing worse than a rotten little kid.
I know. Yep. I knew a rotten little kid once. The neighborhood kids were playing tag, and he like runs up to me and he screams, "I'm Michael Knight." Now I think he was about 4 or 5 years younger than me. He's like, "I'm Michael Knight." And he does like a jumping uppercut right to my lip.
Wow.
And I ran away from him because I didn't know. Like, I was afraid to hit him back because he was like 5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure that was it. Maybe we could cry your bitch ass home.
Like Debo. He was my personal Debo, but he was 5.
Who was it?
Ah, some fucking white trash baby in fucking Old Bridge.
Oh, okay. That yeah. fucking shithole. I forgot you lived there.
I didn't live there. What?
Well, why were you there?
This must have been like 4 years ago. I was like 12.
No, I know, but why would... What did that old bridge have to do with this kid?
When my stepmom wasn't living with us. Oh. When we go visit her.
Yeah, that's what I said. You were in Old Bridge for it.
Yeah, I was in Old Bridge. Okay.
Oh, well.
Then what happened?
Then I had sex with his mother.
Nice.
Woo, woo.
No, you didn't.
You're a fucking liar.
I don't think you've ever even had sex.
I didn't.
I don't think you ever have, honestly.
I think you stole all these kids.
I think the kids were...
not with a guy, anyway.
Test
you.
Tube babies.
No, they're Matt's.
They're Matt's.
I don't know. They're starting to look more like him.
Matt is like asexual. Like he could have kids by himself. Like if he eats nuggets and like two Big Macs, wow. it'll just form off his belly and fall off to the floor and grow into a kid.
He just like busts a load on the floor and just grows into a child.
And just makes really interesting noises like he does.
Oh.
Oh.
What? What?
Wow.
Fucking tits.
Eat cup of tits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finish him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh. There's somebody in the chat room now. Lauren P1.
Gee, I wonder who that is.
Is there anybody else besides you two and your fucking...
Maybe it's Lauren Paterno.
Is that her name?
It could be.
FT's bathroom, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We want video.
Twit pick.
All right, Steve.
I'm going to go in there with a straw after you.
Ew.
Ew. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you already drink it.
All right, let me see if I can find a story in here in the paper.
Yeah, do I have, like, because you got to carry this.
Watch
while,
your.
I'm gonna check out this chat room.
Watch your
thing.
Leg there. You got my cord, so be careful.
Turn.
Don't fuck with the computer. Derek's gonna shit on your lip.
He really will. Man. He gets offensive with that.
I'm not touching. I'm just reading it.
Like that thing is straight up the USS Enterprise to him.
I like how wrestling lingo is in like mainstream. Like getting see this headline getting jobbed. Like, that's kind of funny.
Everything has to do with wrestling.
It really does.
Everything in life circles back around to wrestling. The psychology about it, the show, the fucking carny talk, everything.
Well, apparently Seal and Heidi Klum might be divorcing.
Who?
Seal and Heidi Klum.
Oh, what is he like? He's like Scarface, right?
Yeah, you know, the black guy.
I think Derek referred to him as Meatloaf Face.
He really is fucking... ugly as fuck.
It looked like when he was probably like, you know, an adolescent, someone tied him to a tree and just punched his cheek in for like a half hour straight.
Like how Sean referenced redheads last week, that they look sticky to the touch.
Sticky to the touch.
And like dirty. He just looks like, I mean, scars on the face are one thing, like that's cool and all, but he is so mocha dark that he just does, he looks like he smells all the time. You know, he's got more money than all of us combined. So that story went nowhere.
Yeah, what a shitty story to bring up. Oh, look who's getting divorced. Who the fuck cares?
Well, both of you fucking spooks are on the chat. Get the fuck off.
I'm going to need to be on the chat.
Well, you do.
There's 17 listeners.
Hi, 17 listeners.
Oh, wait, hang on. Two of them are me and Derek.
Another one's a bot.
One of them's Lauren. And then Clutch, my main man Clutch.
One of them's Matt.
Whiskey Breath, who I think knows us from the old days, back when we used to run. Breath.
I wish we
if
could
you
find...
Could, if you could, Whiskey Breath, please confirm that. But yeah, I think he recognizes us from the old days.
What, like like he's a toucher? You think he's the toucher?
I don't think he's a toucher.
I miss that guy. He was awesome. He was like an honorary member of the show.
The fuck did I miss back in the day? I mean, I was like 9, but still.
Yeah. When we were making jokes, you were still in your mom's fucking uterus sack.
Uterus sack?
Pretty sure that's called a womb.
Yeah, well, that's what you call it. Oh. Where you're
from. He calls it a uterus sack.
Where you're from, and that there's Sayreville.
Uterus sack. Uterus sack.
Actually, I was born on Long Island. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Oh, can you, I'm like stiff as hell.
And Sayreville.
I just came from work and walked in the door, and the show was already happening.
Oh, now Vaughn's in it, too, now.
Ugh. What's up, asshole?
Vaughn's in it now because he knows Matt's not here. So he knows it's safe. He won't get his butt kicked.
Oh, yeah. Your wife is rubbing me down right now.
Clutch, my main man Clutch just said uterus sack, more gooder.
Damn right, brother.
What the fuck? I was sitting over there for like an hour and a half.
Dude, can we like go to the bedroom? This is excellent.
Yeah. Don't say that to Jamie. She might take you up on it.
I know she will.
Is your wife a whore?
She likes to fuck.
Every time I come here, she looks at me like I'm breakfast.
And every time you come in here, you look like you ate it 12 times before you fucking got here.
Yeah, right. Too bad you're fatter than me, you fat fuck.
I'm just shorter.
Damn right you are. Don't forget it.
Derek, are you okay?
Like most of the population, shorter than Big Steve.
That's right.
We're having an aristocrat orgy radio right here. Vaughn's in the chat room now.
Jamie is bringing me to climax. Oh, God.
Steve's got a boner because my wife's massaging him.
She is. I'm getting a boner from watching it.
Except Steve, we couldn't tell if he had a boner.
Is that kaopectate there, Derek? A little milk of magnesia.
The fuck is Vaughn doing here?
He's there to piss you off.
Fucking Vaughn.
I like Vaughn.
Yeah, everyone likes Vaughn.
I miss Vaughn, too. He really is drinking Pepto-Bismol.
What?
I mean,
is that at least diet? How many calories are in that shit?
Gives a shit.
Yeah, no.
Does it look like I count calories, eh?
Who cares? It soothes my stomach.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good goods.
You ain't going to like it.
Oh, you're going to love it.
It makes my poo black.
Why would I like it?
You're not going to like it because
it's
got, a crepe.
Does it have nuts in it?
No.
It's not what it does have. It's what it doesn't.
It's sugar free. It's the crepe version of a brownie. Rate that shit 1 to 10. He's chewing. He's thinking.
He's thinking.
He's like, is this good or is
it's this actually hard to swallow if you take a big bite.
It tastes like cocaine. Like, I don't know why.
You know.
Because I know.
Is this a free crack giveaway?
It's a little bland. It's not terrible, but I don't want
it. Yeah, take that back.
It's not terrible, but it's
fucking
throw,
sucks.
Throw in the fucking toilet and
even
flush it.
Poor nutritional bum right here won't eat it.
Well,
you think you can get any food you can get.
Oh, dude, I eat better than you.
What?
Huh?
Say it again.
I'm sorry. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
Yep. Nobody. Yep. Shut up.
You have a good radio voice. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, while you were in the bathroom shitting, jerking off, I brought up a story that Heidi Klum and Seal are divorcing. What do you think about that?
Meatloaf face.
Don't worry, Derek. I plugged you that you called the meatloaf face.
Yeah.
Dirty fucking schwug fucking neck.
Whoa.
Dirty schwug neck.
What happened to his face? Was that an accident or something?
He got burnt or something? I don't even know.
I think his master slave whipped him.
Whoa.
It's after dusk.
Jamie's shaking her head. She knows. Was it? Bad acne?
Oh, it was a disease?
I don't understand how he can
It's called cheese grater.
How can he have a dirty schwug neck? How the fuck do you tell if it's dirty?
Somebody just signed in as dirty schwug neck.
Are you kidding?
No, I swear to God.
It's probably Vaughn, but that's awesome.
No, it's not Vaughn. Vaughn just typed in, this show helps me shit. And he probably wipes with that big, goofy beard of his.
Wow.
Yep.
We should have Vaughn do a little segment in our show. We can have him call in and, I don't know, what does he do?
He doesn't do much.
He reviews bad movies.
Oh, that's right.
But don't just hang up on him and let him talk.
We'll just leave
scars
my mute.
Are from lupus.
Lupus?
Lupus?
It's never lupus. Don't you ever watch House?
It's never lupus.
Never.
Fuck House.
How does your face get fucked up from lupus?
I don't know. Probably something being black.
Would they have to graft skin from his face? I don't know how any of that works.
Yeah.
All I know is, like, I see pictures of him and Heidi Klum together. She's like the whitest of the white.
Yeah.
And he's like shiny black.
Yeah. Shiny
She's
black.
The moment they got together, I knew it was because of the dick. He must have a huge horse cock, and she could take it all.
Yeah,
you guys are laughing, but that's got to be the only reason.
Of course it is. There's no reason for her to want to be with him.
Yeah,
he's revolting.
And it's not even a black thing. It's an ugly piece of shit thing.
He's just ugly British limey douchebag.
I forgot he was British.
Yeah, well, he's not really British, but
it actually is lupus. Yeah. Discoid lupus is a chronic skin condition of sores with inflammation, scarring, favoring face, ears, and scalp, and at times other body areas. The exact cause of this autoimmune disease is unknown.
Dun, 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 dun.
So there's hemorrhoids on his face, and she's kissing that and sucking
basically.
On it.
Hemorrhoids on his face.
Ew. It's probably from years of oppression.
Bloody itching. It's now somebody has entered the room as Seal's lupus face.
Yeah. I remember this song.
This is the only thing that made him money, by the way.
Pretty much,
this is like all he did. And he had that other song. That's gets played on the radio still.
What? I use fucking
I saw
Preparation
the
H on my cheek?
He looks like the guy's face from Temple of Doom when he picks up the chalice. Or Last Crusade, rather.
Yeah. And how the fuck did he get the name Seal? Like, what does that even mean?
Because he looks like a baby seal that just got beat.
Yeah, when he was born, they clubbed him like a seal right in his fucking cheekbone.
He was one of those baby seals that escaped from the killer whale's mouth, but it just got his face.
Yeah.
He actually does kind of look like a baby seal, the way his eyebrows are and everything.
Maybe that's where he got it from.
Maybe.
Seal was probably a slave tagger name. What's with what?
Fucking dirty lupus face. Never liked him.
Nope.
His parents probably used to, they probably were poor, and they just drove around with a bike with a basket on the front, and he probably fell out of the front, and they ran him over.
Oh, back
Blimey!
Up. Back up, you missed him.
Blimey. He's got, like, that Tony Blair, like, British accent.
Wait, he's British?
Dignified.
Yeah, he's British. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
He's a bright guy.
They had a kid or two, right?
They have a couple, yeah.
Couple?
Yeah.
She had to have taken a few shits since they've been together.
Maybe one of them was that picture, that guy holding it. Maybe that was
yeah.
it.
That was Seal's a baby seal child. Right there.
It's a baby Bialy seal.
I tried to post that to Twitter this morning. They took it down.
Did they?
Immediately.
Wow.
Like, I posted it, and I went to click it to see it, and it was gone.
Your phone just fell out of your hand.
Yeah.
You're just like, no!
There's just some guy watching a screen all day. Just goes, no.
So, unless Derek had something lined up, I was going to bring up the big elephant this week in the room is the cruise ship.
Oh,
is it? Because I completely forgot about it.
I forgot about it too.
I've been reading the paper, and it's in the paper every day. So.
All right, so what? Somebody please tell me what exactly the dude said happened. The captain.
All right, he basically was trying to. Apparently, I don't know if it's like a common thing to do, but get close to the coast of the island that they were going past. So he wanted to, like, wave to people.
This isn't real.
I swear to God. He wanted to, like, show off to a friend of his on the island. Swear to God. Like, you know how Italians are with their fucking...
Hey, sitting right fucking here. Fucking sitting right here. Only olive-colored guy in the room.
Hey, Luigi, look at this, huh? You never thought I'd get a boat this big, huh?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
He's finally upgraded.
Steve's Italian, too. He just doesn't look it.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
He
wants to get close to the shore of the island and hit, like, basically grounded the boat. And it fucking, like, tipped over. And he apparently, like, jumped off the boat first. I forget about it.
I'm out of here.
I fucking had this.
But what was his alibi? What did he say happened?
He said he fell off first. Right.
Fell off of the boat into a life raft.
I slipped on a spaghetti.
Oh my goodness.
And
then so funny.
I could go all night with this. And then he changed his story because the guy that he was I guess the commander, like, who was on the CB was like, get the fuck back on the boat or something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, the second command said that?
Like, no, the guy he was, like, on the radio with, I guess from, like, the port, he was like, he goes, get back, and he goes, get up back on board for fuck's sake or something like that, which must sound really funny in Italian.
He said he accidentally tripped and fell into the lifeboat.
Yeah, he said he fell off.
But then he said he gave up his life jacket.
Because he said it was cold and dark and he couldn't see. It was like the fucking middle of the day, I think.
Yeah. It was a cruise where people were enjoying their tans.
I couldn't see you good.
They were gym tanning drowning that day.
Yeah. And he kept changing his story. And then now they have this
GTL
this
gym tan lifeboat.
He had this hot blonde chick that he was like, was his date on the boat.
Who, the captain?
Yeah, now they're saying she was, like, in a lifeboat with her bags packed and warm clothes, like, ready to go. And the crew was, like, shuffling, like, off the boat as fast as they could get with, like, just the clothes on her back. So it was a whole big clusterfuck. Like, the boat was sideways. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was a huge.
Still is, I think, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. They can't get it, like, because it's, like, stuck on rocks and shit. So I guess
it's going to be there forever.
Do you think the captain's like, Rome, right ahead?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It just looks like it tipped over too. Like it didn't
yeah,
sink.
What
just
do
like
you say? What do you say to that? As soon as you, poof, oh shit!
Oh my god, what's that? Is that a life fucking boat? Whoops! Was it supposed to be women and children first?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
And he's supposed to go down with the ship.
Yeah, he's not supposed to get off.
Well, he would still be fucking sitting there.
I know, because it's still fucking there.
Guys, I'm bored.
Can I go now?
No, you have to wait.
This is ridiculous.
It's a me, I'm audio.
Guess you had to be there to get the joke.
I brought this up last night, but they found a woman like yesterday. So she was basically a waterlogged corpse for like 5 days.
Oh my God.
That must have smelled like fucking ball sack.
Dude, I talked to somebody just recently that was like a volunteer. No, he was in the Coast Guard. And they scooped up a body out of the fucking bay. And they said it was the worst smell you could imagine.
The skin just like slides off after a while.
Yeah. It, like fucking tender meat.
I feel like it's like roasted.
Just suck it right off the bone.
I feel like it's like roasted peppers. As soon as you just fucking touch the skin, right off.
It just fucking goes limp.
Like it's sitting in a set it and forget it for like 2 days.
Somebody just said, Seal's lupus face just said, must have smelled like fish vag. Dude, I guarantee even a fish wouldn't go near that thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Frank, get away from there.
When they hit the Rockies, probably like, we're going to need the bigger boat, huh?
Hey, we're going to need a newer boat, huh?
Hey, Frank, that smells like your sister over there.
About that guy's basically...
You know, not everybody talks to that accent.
As far as I'm concerned, all Italians do.
Yeah, you don't see me fucking making fun of Sasquatch, do you? No. I don't talk about your family.
Daddy.
Well, you're not... Well, you're Italian.
Are you full-blooded Italian?
No. Fucking,
are you FBI?
He's half Puerto Rican.
Spanish, yeah.
What are you?
Irish and Italian.
See, he's exactly what I am.
You're a Dago, whatever.
Ah, damn it.
You're Italian too, Steve?
Yeah, I'm Irish-Italian.
So is Jamie.
I know you're Italian.
Fuck you guys.
Oh my God, my ass. What? We're exactly the same thing.
Me and Derek representing fucking Great Britain over here.
Yeah, when you go into a store, people are like, oh, hello, sir. How are you? I go into a store. They just say, oh, okay, everybody circle around. Just make sure you're not stealing anything.
The WAP is here. Keep an eye on him. Hurry up and buy. Hurry up and buy.
You buying? You looking? Oh, man.
So, yeah. That was my big story.
So that's our take on the tragedy and
like typical Guido trying to show off, you know.
Probably look at my shiny boat.
He probably had a bunch of new necklaces around his neck and his big hairy chest. And he
guaranteed.
Hey, Angela, look at this, huh? Angela. Was it Tony Danza?
Tony Danza.
Angela.
Tony Danza.
Hey, Angela. And my thoughts and prayers are with everybody on that boat there that I just left.
I was listening to one of the old, I was listening to one of the shows 3 weeks ago, and I was telling a story about something. Oh, we were talking about tipping.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, I went to lunch with my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking laughs. Yep. Why?
Because it's a fucking movie.
It's a hilarious movie.
Oh. It's a very well-known, hilarious movie.
You never saw it?
So if you say I did anything with my cousin Vinny, people are just going to automatically laugh. Oh, so just say my cousin.
Vinny.
Vinny.
My cousin Vincent.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Vincenzo.
It's vicious. He was vicious.
And delicious.
What other stories we got?
Well, I got a woman.
Here we go.
Whose nickname is Bam Bam.
She hot?
No. Does she have tattoos on her head?
Damn. She has a tattoo on her neck.
Does she hit many items with a large club?
Well, she
does she
was,
do flying headbutts?
She was accused of sexual abuse after whipping a man's testicles with a belt.
You say whipping?
Whipping.
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 Say whip.
Whip.
Why are you putting the emphasis on the H?
Police in Utah have arrested a woman who allegedly carried out a vicious sexual attack on a man she had recently been dating, and her nickname is Bam Bam. Savannah Bam Bam Rios was eventually arrested after what appeared to be a bizarre and lengthy assault on the man, oh God, in which she apparently punched his testicles.
She knows what she's doing.
She's 24 from Utah, facing several charges, including kidnapping, robbery, and sexual abuse.
Do you have a picture?
They do.
Is she attractive?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Just
put it out there.
That would be a interrogatory.
Now, if she was Pebbles, she'd be hot.
Yeah.
Bam Bam.
That's Bam Bam. Take a good look there.
Oh, the tattoos on the neck seem maybe add a little emphasis to her. I'm sure he put some makeup on her nicely.
What was her name? Rios?
Yeah.
Too bad she's not Italian.
Oh, yeah, right? I would have been in my glory. We can go eat spaghetti together or something like
Some
that.
Some people like this. I don't know.
I'm out.
Kick me in the jimmy. She allegedly confronted the man after he accused her of stealing some of his property.
So not only did she steal from him, since she whipped his sack.
The victim told police he went to meet Rios at her residence, where he was led to the back room to a back room. Okay.
Just keep coming back further.
Where she was seated.
Nope, there's one more back room. Just keep coming.
No, not the back room. The back room.
Keep coming where there's no light.
Just look for all the whips and chains. Where she was seated on a bed. The male victim, named only as G.A., and reports to protect his identity.
Georgia.
She said he said Rios slapped him several times, pulled out a knife, and asked him, "Do you want to die?" She ordered the man
to
remove.
Do you want to die?
She ordered the man to remove his clothes. She then grabbed the man's belt and wrapped it around her hand and hit him several times in the
dick.
In quotation, balls.
This guy's a faggot. Because number one, he complied to her orders, which I would never do.
Number two, he didn't like the fact that he was getting his balls punched. I would endorse this.
Yeah. I don't think any of this is true. Oh, she held a knife to my throat, made me take all my clothes off. Pretty sure she said, "Listen, we'll make it even. Let's fuck." And he said, "Okay." And then she tied him up and whipped his ballsack. And he goes, "Ow, yeah. Oklahoma.
Now I don't like this."
What's the safe word?
You're supposed to soil yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You didn't steal anything. Everyone's saying he was DTF.
Yeah.
He obviously was.
After he pleaded for his life, the man told officers she allowed him to get dressed. She then directed him to drive to his home, where she allegedly forced him to give her a DVD player, camera, and phones. On the way to the residence, she stabbed him with a knife.
Oh, my God.
This in the neck.
Awesome. Driving, you know.
This bitch is awesome.
It got louder. It got louder.
Did he know she was called Bam Bam? Because that's just a fucking warning sign right there. Like, if I meet a chick, I want to be like called, like, fucking cute tits or something.
Any chick with tattoos running across her neck, I'm out. Because she's tougher than me.
Tougher than me.
And the last line of this was, she's on, see, this is a story from Utah on a British newspaper.
Oh, great.
So she's out on 70,000 pound bail, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not too far from the dollar.
Not too far, but, you know, so you can imagine. And the last line is, it is not yet known how she came to get the Bam Bam nickname.
Well, I think it's pretty settled
I think
now.
It's probably because she fucking dominatrix Bigelow before he died.
Damn. Yo, they call me Ball Slap.
Bam Bam Ball Slap.
Ball Crusher. Yeah. That's really terrible.
Do you want to die?
Like, and he didn't defend himself whatsoever. That's really scary.
Just beat the bitch up.
I know, seriously. Like, unless she's licking my sack, I don't want a chick touching my balls. You know?
I was never into that. That's a new thing for me.
Yeah. It can be.
Being whipped in the balls?
No.
Oh.
Like a little tongue action, like a little fucking iguana tongue on your sack.
Iguana.
Yeah.
How about an iguana claw?
No.
Like a snake. Like.
I had a camera in my penis once. Have you ever had that happen to
what
you?
What the fuck?
What?
Where the fuck did that come from?
And how did they make one small enough?
they do, believe me.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, these balls, like, he's got a camera in my dick hole once.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital.
And then you followed up with, did anybody else ever have that?
Yeah, it's an icebreaker at parties I bring up.
Yeah.
One time I tripped on my camera phone while it was on.
No, it was one of them old, like 1985 America's Funniest Videos cameras. One of those, yeah.
They shove that thing in your dick?
Yeah, all the way.
Soil yourself.
Oh, I did.
We're going to stick this camera. Ooh.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
That was going to get so good.
Right? So I soiled myself.
I think his appendix blew up.
Yeah.
And he was one of the lucky ones that it actually blew up inside of him.
Yeah.
So I had to. It was on Christmas Eve or some shit.
This is the 23rd.
Wow.
There was nothing lucky about it. It was the most torturous fucking week of my life. My hospital stay.
It was in your dick, though, for a week?
No. No, it was a test they did.
They did it before he woke up from his surgery. And then, like,
Didn't
they surprise you with it before you're leaving?
I'm sorry, Steve. Were you telling the story? Can I have it?
No. He was trying to.
Somebody.
When I had the surgery to get my appendix taken out, I woke up as they were pulling the catheter out.
Oh.
And, like, I was obviously couldn't feel it, but I saw it. And I saw, like, pee come out. I'm like, I needed that. Why could I wake up a second later? And
I woke up in the middle of a colonoscopy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah. I didn't feel anything. I just remember, like, opening my eyes and, like, seeing, because you're facing the TV screen that they're working on, so I see him, like, rooting around. I just kind of picked my head up and went, I don't think I'm supposed to be awake. And she just goes, oh, don't worry. And she, like, hit a button. And I was just like, oh.
And he's not just reading, like, fucking People magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, you'll be all right.
You're actually just laying, you're laying on your belly with, like, your feet up, wiggling up, reading, like, teen bop.
I don't think I'm supposed to be awake.
Still awake. Ow.
I woke. I had to get my finger. Well, not my finger. My asshole.
What?
What?
Hang on.
How do you get this confused?
Hang on. I'm going to get this right. I had to have a doctor finger my asshole to check if I was dehydrated, which doesn't make any sense
to me.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor was this?
A hot one.
Was he a cruise ship captain?
No,
by
it was
chance?
A chick, like Aryan goddess, like fresh out of the fucking med school, was like, I have to check if you're dehydrated. I'm like, okay. Like, is that blood work? And she's like, I have to stick my finger in your ass.
I'm whatever. Pretty sure
in
she
your
did.
Ass. That's what
is
she
that
said.
Medical terms?
No, she actually said drop your pants. Because I was like, I just dropped a deuce because I was so nervous I had to take a shit. So I took a shit in the emergency room, and then that's when I found out after I shit. So I was like, I just dropped a deuce is my exact words to her. And she goes, drop your pants.
I didn't ask.
So I had to roll over in the exact position, actually, that my grandmother gave my enema. And she goes, you're going to feel cool, and then you're going to feel pressure. So at first I was like, ooh, ah. It kind of felt good. Luckily, she's hot.
I've never heard of dehydration have anything to do with your asshole.
I know. I don't get it.
Can't they just like pinch your skin?
She's done with you. She puts you back down. She leaves the room, closes the door, and goes, don't you can finger that guy's asshole for $10.
Now sniff it.
Told him to see if he was dehydrated.
I've never heard of that. It's pretty funny. Man, I'm really thirsty. Like, why don't you just put the soda up your ass?
Yeah. Oh, if I'm dehydrated, my piss isn't yellow. I'm hydrated. Oh, okay. You're good. Have a good day.
Yeah. That's a new one. I think she got over on you on that one.
Yeah. Someone saw you walk in, got a bad vibe from you. Someone just stuck.
She probably wasn't really a doctor. She probably threw on a lab coat.
Yeah.
She's really just three doors down.
She was probably getting like a fucking.
She just has some weird ass fetish.
Yeah. Before I'm leaving, I'm like, how about the results of that dehydration test? What are you like, talking about, sir?
You're fine.
She's like up in like a fucking gynecologist thing. With a fucking, what do they call it? The
stirrups.
The stirrups. I want to get one of those for my house.
I should have told her afterwards that she was looking a little dry. I got to check you now, ma'am.
Let me check your sugar hole.
Your sugar hole.
Wait, you said she was, what did you say, Aryan princess?
Aryan goddess. Chubby pickle.
Like, chubby she was pickle. An Indian?
No.
Aryan.
White,
Aryan.
Like Teutonic goddess.
Like Hitler was into her.
Oh,
like
Aryan
he wouldn't
race.
Have, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Arabian.
He wouldn't have turned her into
Arabian,
an
Arabian. Arabian. Arabian Knight like Aladdin.
No, 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 no.
Get the fucking Disney out of your head, for Christ's sake.
Seriously. You fucking wop.
It's fucking Disney crats.
It's fucking,
Disney crats.
It's a Mario on ice, eh? Watching me twirl this pizza.
Mario on iceberg.
I can just have a family reunion on an ice rink and boom.
They had a picture on the news when they were doing that stupid boat sinking story, and it said real life Titanic.
Because the Titanic was... The Titanic was just a movie.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that's it. As soon as it becomes a movie, straight fiction.
Yeah, the
that's
1,800 it. People that died or whatever it was. Yeah, it was fake.
It was that long ago where it's no longer real. And just to follow up with this, it says Heidi Klum is divorcing Seal because of his hard partying. And she's claiming he is, quote, off the rails. So apparently he's going out and partying up.
Dude, isn't he like 50 now?
I don't know.
He's just going to college parties. He's going to college parties. Like, yeah, I sang Kiss from a Rose. And everyone's like, what the fuck is that?
He walks up with like his good side showing.
He doesn't have a good side.
She's like, oh, I'm a singer. And then they're like, who? And then he turns to the bad side. And they're like, oh.
It's really like, oh.
All the girls are like, ooh, are you hydrated? Can I check?
She's 38 and he is 48.
Wow.
Jeez. I need to check your hydration with my dick.
She's only 38. She's got some good mileage left on her then.
Yeah.
Daddy dick.
And well, I think they have like three kids.
Yeah, three little mutts.
Oh.
Mutts.
Who the hell is going to be like, oh, this bitch used to fuck Seal a lot. How the hell am I going to compare?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't want her anyway. It's disgusting.
I'm looking at pictures of her. She looks pretty horrible.
She's really not that attractive. No. She has a really overly angular face.
Yeah. She's been getting reamed out by a thick black meat for like fucking 10 years now.
And she's too skinny. Like,
oh,
she's
lupus
typical.
Dick.
Yeah.
She's probably she's getting railed by like a grown man's forearm.
She's probably going to like leave him for like Lexington Steel and just put little fucking fake scars on his face. Fuck me with that baseball bat.
No? We have a fucking kind of show theme with the Seal gimmick.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm done with Seal.
Yeah. Oh, what was that other thing we had? The guy's Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi?
While we're on the topic.
Wi-Fi signal with racist anti-Semitic slur in Teaneck, New Jersey. Sparked
yes.
Police probe. Signal came from a rec center router. For those of you that don't know, you can name your Wi-Fi whatever the hell you want. Mine is Rancho Relaxo.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're trying to steal his fucking signal.
Yeah, good luck. But usually people just have it as like Linksys or router or whatever the hell. This guy decided to name his, or this person decided to name their Wi-Fi signal, which, by the way, if you're in the vicinity with a computer, you can see it. and I'm quoting here, "Fuck all the niggers and Jews."
Was it Mel Gibson?
I'm sorry, I misquoted. "Fuck all Jews and niggers."
I can't believe that's his Wi-Fi tag.
A hateful signal ID popped up on the iPhone of a 28-year-old mom inside Teaneck, New Jersey rec center where her three-year-old daughter was attending dance class. Yes, she is black. When I first saw it, I said, did that say what I thought it said? Then the woman, who asked her name not be used, said, I am shocked, hurt, I felt harassed.
Wow, I felt harassed.
Or harassed.
You're checking his shit out and you're feeling harassed?
I know. So how do the police get involved? You're not allowed to say that? Is that what they're trying to tell us?
Well, you're broadcasting it publicly. Anybody can see it? Probably not. Especially in a rec center. The woman, who is African-American, rushed to the office and informed employees and other parents of the hateful Wi-Fi connection. Police were called and responded. And when they responded, blah, they located the router inside the rec center. Police received similar complaints on Friday during a teen night event. Somebody got in there.
Hopefully there were no black and Jews hanging out with each other.
They're investigated as a possible bias crime.
Ugh. I wish.
This should not be tolerated in this town. They should do jail time for it, said the mom of two. Jail time.
Who says that anymore? Take him down to the pokey.
Buck him, Dano.
Get him in the clink.
Hook him and buck him and cook him. Dano.
They should be ripped in jail.
I don't know. That.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Sucking off my mic.
I just don't see how that's like a crime to me. I don't know.
I don't think it's a crime.
No, just, it's just the police S9 got stuff. Involved. Like, they're going to probably try to arrest that person. They'll be able to find it, whoever it is.
Just go to his house, knock, knock, knock. Hey, stop hating those poor people.
I hope they send one Jew and one black officer.
I think
I'm Officer Brian Shapiro.
Whatever you want to name your fucking Wi-Fi is, like, who cares?
And this is Officer Khalik Abdul
Mustafa Shablik Williams.
Just kidding. I'm just Seal.
Do you have a badge? No, but I have a fucked up face.
Boom!
Oh, this is my badge. I don't know why he talks like that.
He's
a gay black man. He's British.
He's a British black guy. I made him a gay southerner.
Oh, I meant to say that.
Hey, y'all, this is my badge. It's funnier that way.
British black people irritate me.
Why?
Just because
it doesn't seem right.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
They're not really British. Right.
Then
That's
there's
why.
Like the Indian British people.
Yeah.
No. Not loving it.
Well, that's just because they grew up in an area that
not
the British,
my fucking problem.
The British, like, yeah, like German black people, like, dude, you're not German.
Yeah, you're not German.
Like the one guy from Milli Vanilli was born in Germany. Like his father was black and his mother was German because his father was in the military and knocked up some fucking Deutsche slut. So
Sprechen Sie dick.
Sprechen Sie rim job.
Yeah, and, buddy.
We have an Austria fan, yes, so go ahead. Fire out your fucking Nazi lingo.
All right, yeah.
Grusabend.
Good.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Boom. Yeah, but he's not really German. Sorry. Hate to tell you. Hitler would not have liked that. What did Hitler think of that story? About
all the Jews must die, but the blacks can stay.
I'm sure he would say, what the fuck is Wi-Fi?
Nine. By the way, that picture you posted on my page, I know this is like, it's hilarious. Nine. You hang up first.
It's just a picture of Hitler on a phone.
Smiling.
And it's smiling. And it says, nine, you hang up first.
Like he would ever really do that.
Anytime
no,
I come across.
You hang up first.
Anytime I come across anything Hitler, I always put it on your page.
Oh, yeah.
Like him
it.
Singing, what was it, the theme to the Jeffersons?
Odd.
Remember that?
Yeah, vaguely.
It was a whole video. Beans don't burn on the grill. And he's like yelling and everyone's like singing.
Oh, yeah. Huh. It's kind of hacky, but all right.
Indeed.
It's pretty funny. It worked out well.
I like it.
Something interesting happened in Chicago.
Go on. Was it a shooting or a murder?
Chicago, oddly enough,
oh,
they saw
figure.
Something this week that hasn't happened in nearly a year. Ready for this? an entire 24-hour period where there was not a single shooting or murder.
Did all the black people leave the city for like a day? We're getting the fuck out of here.
Everyone's on fucking house
arrest.
You
should look up the stats on Philadelphia right now.
Bad?
Yeah, like at the one point there was 23 murders in 20 days of the new year.
Wow.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Philly's bad.
I really wish that whole entire place would just get nuked.
That's North Philly. Don't think it was anywhere where we used to live.
Well,
so don't think you're
there.
Fucking tough.
In the fucking streets and the dangerous parts with the fucking rainbow flags.
We lived, I was safe there.
We lived in Center City. We were okay. This is like North Philly that all this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But regardless, the whole fucking city needs to be leveled.
Like, I can picture you being like, I used to live there.
Yeah, it was rough. I lived in Philly for like a month, motherfucker.
I lived in the gay neighborhood, woke up with a dildo on my ass.
That was besides the point, but still. I mean, I put it there.
Matter of fact, I woke up with a dildo in my ass yesterday.
It's just a thing I do. I should shut up now. I'm going to let your kids start get back to work.
By the way, that's a better Seal voice than the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Seal.
Wow. You guys want to hear me sing a tune?
Yeah.
Did you know that when it snows?
Yeah, he sucks.
My rash becomes larger than knife.
My rash.
Baby, I bet you can't look at my face for 2 seconds without laughing.
Womp womp.
Hemorrhoid lips.
Do you think they can use his face as sandpaper?
They probably use sandpaper on his face.
And that's what I thought happened.
She probably sat on his face and got like fucking hemorrhoids.
Like when they had all the kids, they had all the sharp edges on the counters. He just rubbed his face on them and just doled them down. Nice rounded edges.
He's like, sit on my face, baby. I don't want chlamydia.
I still have burns from the last time.
Baby, I want you to sit on my face. Yeah.
Can you at least pop that one first?
She gets like dental dams and puts them all over.
We got syphilis lips in the chat room.
Ew.
He's eating her out. He's like, damn, baby, you're wet. She's like, I'm not wet. That's just your pus.
That's just your fucking pussy jawline.
Honey, grab the KY. Yeah. No need to. Just use this.
Puts a scalpel to his chin.
Done.
Where's Matt for the sound? His
what?
His oxy pad is her fucking moist labia.
Oh, God.
Did we just get gross?
No, moist labia are awesome.
Been gross. Yeah.
Labia.
Meat curtains.
Done with Seal's face. I was done in 1994.
I was done when that awesome song came out.
Awesome.
And that was in like Batman 2 or something.
Yeah,
or
Batman
not
Returns.
Two.
Or
Batman,
two. Batman Forever.
Batman 2 was a little,
is that what
little
was Val
too
Kilmer?
Dark. Yeah.
Before he was fat?
He was just getting fat, I think, at that point.
Yeah. I think he's got a thyroid problem.
Does he?
I think so. He looks like it.
He's got a cookie problem.
What?
I think he's got a cookie problem.
Cookie problem.
Mock, mock, see, mock, mock. A cookie. I was once Batman.
Yep. And that movie sucked.
Yeah.
Only one and two are good.
Even that, if you watch them now, they don't really hold
Dude,
up too well.
No, I love them, yeah. Really? Actually, two was on recently, and it's fucking great.
Danny DeVito.
He's so awesome.
Heavy.
Dude, it's Tim Burton, man. It's fucking great. Yeah, he like...
What's the Cobblepot?
Christopher Walken. Yeah. He's fucking... It's just great, man.
It could be worse. My nose could be bleeding. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
This is worse.
I liked it.
A lot of scotch tape.
No, I liked the movie.
A lot of patience.
What year did that come out in?
91?
No.
No, it was...
It had to be like 92, 93.
Yeah.
I was 5.
Big deal.
We get it, Bam Bam.
Yep.
You were born 87?
Not the mama.
88.
Batman 1 came out 89.
Cinco de Mayo.
88 rock and roll band.
Oh my god.
Stella Artois and Budweiser cutting alcohol levels in a bid to save millions of pounds in duty hikes. Duty.
So they're gonna chintz us on shitty beer to begin with.
See, I don't even know if this applies to us. I keep getting these stories from the Mail, Daily Mail.
From Britain.
UK.
From the UK.
The United States of America.
Well, now I'm not even gonna fucking read this because I don't even know if it applies to us.
Yeah, I guess because they import. Well, I thought Stella was
how she got
European.
Her groove back?
Oh, damn it. I was going to say that one.
Fuck you.
Don't worry. I'm not leaving it on. I just want to hit record.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking game.
Score.
I hope the Giants are losing.
Do you really want to tape football? Yes,
10-7.
I do.
10-7.
10-7? Fuck.
10-7 who?
Giants.
Giants.
Come on,
is that
Niners.
Good or bad?
That means the Niners are losing. We want them to win.
We do?
I do.
I thought everyone liked the Giants.
Ravens lost today.
Yep.
Who the fuck are the Ravens?
The only 30-yard field goal missed.
Who confessed? How did you get all that from work, by the way?
Because I was upstairs in the break room.
Oh, instead of cleaning toilets.
Listen to you, dude. Remember when you first worked at your job? You'd call me on the phone for like 3 hours, play volleyball when you should have been cleaning.
Volleyball.
Cleaning up the fucking tampons.
Yeah, I'm at work, and he's like, oh, give me a call real quick. So yeah. I give him a call. I'm on the phone for like a half an hour.
I know. There's never a real quick with him.
Yeah, I'm like working, and he's. I'm like, what is this guy doing at work?
The only thing he does real quick is fucking bust his nut.
It's true. Wow. I'll admit it. Okay. I don't care.
Take a confirmation. She's on the phone, too. You fucking got people mine. Need to leave your phones at the door. It's
I really got annoying. Mine.
Nothing.
We're asking if Steve busts real quick. If it's Steve spermies.
It's not funny anymore.
Quickly.
Yeah, I do. She doesn't even need to. I'll admit it.
That's why she has Matt on fucking backup. It's like, let me just finish this pasta bowl.
Let me just kill this one last guy.
There has been times when I've run out of breath. I'm like, I just can't do this no
just,
more.
Just laying there, probably like, ooh, I'm winded.
I'm done.
All this up and down motion is killing me.
All right, I'm grossed out a little.
I am.
Want to go back and talk about your girlfriend and some black guy?
I think he
did
was
you really
in.
Know about that?
Yeah, fuck Steve. Steve is fast pre-ejaculations.
Because I mentioned that to him before, and he thought I was joking, so I didn't pursue it. And then you come in and say the same thing.
I'm pretty sure
he's like,
knew.
Oh,
I hope he knew.
I don't think he was black.
He was no.
He was a fucking dark faced fucking Indian.
He was, and he has a snaggle tooth.
So
like,
Sean knows.
He's like Puerto Rican.
I'm guessing Sean doesn't like him.
Nah, not much.
Damage.
No,
sorry if you're listening.
No, I don't have a problem with you.
Sorry if you're listening.
Yeah, right. Who the fuck listens to this show?
I know. There's probably what we got in the chat, like 6 people, if that.
I think the chat thing is pretty cool.
I think it is too.
I gotta buy a laptop just so I can do the chat.
You with no job, Mr. fucking Obama.
You don't have a job?
I do. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Okay. Well, you quit your other one.
There's what a fucking personal trainer shirt right here.
I saw that crumpled up.
I don't clean fucking toilets at a fucking grocery store.
Wow. I don't either, so.
He's supposed to, but he doesn't. Like, he gets paid to.
Like 30 fucking years old working in the fucking grocery store.
Ooh. Hey, you know what?
I make a lot of money.
I got to admit, too, my uncle has a serious career doing that, and he's got more than I'll ever own. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Next time?
Don't hate.
When you get a chance? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Don't hate because hating is bad.
I am fucking myself right now.
And you just finished 3 times because that's how fast you finish.
That's true.
Ooh, sore spot today with this whole being a wop and his girlfriend sucking a black guy.
Sucking.
Oh, and Derek.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Thanks.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
Your girlfriend fucked the black dude last night.
Now fuck you, Derek.
I'm just saying.
Derek, you're the worst. Fuck you. I hate your guts.
That was going to be the first thing
I haven't
say
said anything, but
in.
He's a dark, dark Hindu.
And he's a snack with
you. Oh, very good. Sit on my face, please.
Ew, imagine what they're like. Oh. It's like sax smells like.
Oh, dude. No worse than their fucking mustaches.
Oh, that's probably going to be, that's got to be a close second to a fucking waterlogged body.
It's like a boiled tomato. You just pick it out and the skin falls right off.
Before I face fuck you, I must take shoes off and pray.
Punjabi bitches.
.com.
Yikes.
Ooh, I got a fart.
Right, else, you got anything else? What else we got?
I got a bunch
we got
of stuff.
A lot of stuff, man.
All right. Anything that doesn't involve my fiance fucking a black / Indian guy?
Oh, no. Then we might as well wrap up the show.
Oh, shit.
The music.
Where's Eagleswood Township, New Jersey?
That's up north.
Okay. A single magazine from the 1970s with pornographic images of prepubescent girls was enough to get a New York architecture professor arrested after firefighters found it while battling a blaze in his home at the Jersey Shore. So basically, this guy's house went on fire. They went in there, put it out, found a magazine with a pornographic image of an underage girl, and now he's getting hauled away for child porn.
My house is on fire. Help. Sir, we found porn.
Don't that's go in my, that room.
That's not my house.
Yeah. Wait, somebody's house is on fire.
I'm just the neighbor. Concerned citizen. I hope there's no child porn in there.
It is what the guy would say who owned this house. Yeah. I'll see you later.
There was a guy here planted just fucking child porn all over the place. Yeah. Then he set it on fire.
Yeah. Shortly before noon on Tuesday, firefighters received a report that the waterfront home of 76-year-old Gamal El Zogby What? Gamal? G-A-M-A-L. Gamal.
Gamal wins.
Gamal.
Fatality. Pornography.
I think the fucking harpoon's the only sound effect that I can do for that fucking game.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They douse the flames and were checking for hidden pockets of flame behind the walls by pulling down panels of sheetrock when the magazine fell from behind one of the panels. Whoops! The home was unoccupied at the time the fire broke out. Sometime after, El Zogby arrived at the house and then went to a nearby state police barracks where he was questioned and charged with child endangerment. What? Before being released on his own recognizance.
Somebody said these girls need to be hung by their clits and beat.
What girls?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What?
Not girls.
That's fucking awful. I don't know.
I don't know. I just came across the chat. I thought that was part of the story.
It doesn't even make sense. No. There's no girls in the story.
Oh. Maybe the ones except that posed in a magazine.
Yeah. Well, it could have been gay child porn. You never know.
He's a professor at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Now he's got lung cancer.
He's
going to be sharing a cell with Sandusky.
Man. he designed and built the house in the late 1990s.
There's kiddie porn all stashed in there. He's got a little hiding spot.
He probably has like knocks on the wall and it falls from the ceiling.
Pull the third handle over there.
Isn't that how like Pee Wee Herman got in trouble though? He had like weird like art books depicting children, and they got him for that. Did he have straight up kiddie porn?
I don't think Pee Wee did.
Oh, somebody
Pee-wee?
Said
no.
He just that was years ago, and then he got hit for something else like kiddie porn.
No, no.
That might have been somebody else. I know that the guy.
Where's Matipedia?
Matipedia, in other words, tells me to look it up on the internet.
Do you think Matipedia was shut down for SOPA for that day?
Yeah, they did. They
no, Matipedia.
Oh.
Do you think he wasn't allowed to talk that day? Yeah. He wasn't allowed to know it all that day? Somebody said Sandusky, Al Roker, and Corey Feldman.
This is back in 2004. Paul Rubens, best known as Pee Wee Herman. He pleaded guilty to Friday to an obscenity charge as part of a settlement in a child pornography case.
Oh, wow. I never knew that. That's terrible. I like him.
Do I look like Pee Wee Herman?
They searched his house.
Kind of.
No,
a little bit.
Not at all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In that you have short black hair.
It's the mole.
That's about it. Yeah,
it's not a mole. It's a
fucking 100% Jewish and you're a WOP. So.
Oh, perfect.
He has an extensive historical art photography collection.
I'll say.
Yeah. He pleaded to misdemeanor possession of an obscene image, quote, with the intent to exhibit his collection. He was fined $100 and received 3 years probation and agreed to be registered as a sex offender. Wow. This is back in 04.
And they let him become Pee-wee again?
Yeah. Years later.
Jesus.
Pee-wee's Playhouse has a new meaning now.
Paul, what are these pictures? Ah!
Dude, I've been seeing, like, they've been having him around on TV, like on WWE Raw and shit. He's just a fucking mess. Yeah. His face doesn't even move no more. Yeah. It's
he's got so much makeup on.
I did see his new special, and it was fucking funny.
And he gets blown up, though, doing the laugh and shit
now. He's like 60 now, probably.
Fat. Yeah, give it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's turning into Krusty.
That's really like I never knew that. That's really disappointing because I liked him and I was like, he got arrested for the stupid
whacking
thing in the theater.
Off.
Like, dude, you know how many people go there to do that? Like, who cares? It's all adults. There's no kids there. There's no.
I know he was in a theater where they were showing porn.
Yeah. What do you do? Like, oh, this is fucking. I'm gonna see where Roger Ebert and watch this.
Yeah, it's not like he was sitting in Jurassic Park and jerked off.
Yeah, like I got
just sitting at the porn theater. He's like, oh, I wonder how it's a good plot.
I remember Derek had brought up he went to see Scooby-Doo by himself. He felt weird. So if he was masturbating during that, that would have been different because there was a lot of kids there.
I saw the Jerky Boys by myself.
Did you? That movie was actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And I was one of two people in Ninja Turtles.
What? Who the fuck are some movies by themselves?
You were expecting maybe a few more people?
Actually,
I do it a lot.
Actually, I went with my aunt and my stepsister.
Hold
and they went to see Titanic, actually.
Hold the thought. You went to see Scooby-Doo by yourself?
Yes.
And you make fun of me for Disney?
Yeah.
You went not only to the movies by yourself.
Yes.
You went to see Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
By yourself.
Scooby-Doo is still way cooler than Disney on Ice.
And it was pretty funny.
Fuck. Yeah. Like, zoinks.
Yeah. At least it had a hot chicken.
Which Scooby-Doo?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of forgivable.
because I watched the one that the little fucking kids here watch. The third one?
Oh, that's terrible.
They blatantly say that Shaggy is a stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, duh.
Well, like one of the first scenes in the first Scooby-Doo was them in their little van, and there's like smoke coming out of the van, and they're all giggling.
Yeah.
And then they come in, and they're like cooking wieners or something like that.
They never did that on the cartoon, like, you know? Bam, they always kept it G-rated.
All right, so going about your shitty story, Steve. Sorry.
Well, so Scooby-Doo was 2002, so I was 21.
Oh. Wow, I was 14.
Were like six.
14.
21. Wow.
Almost.
I could have been drinking, but instead I was at the movies watching Scooby-Doo.
Did you have a trench coat on?
I did.
Oh, yes. He had the Columbine trench coat, too, back
You're
in the day.
You're a faggot.
Oh, my God.
What is that? What is that, sugar-free
I don't want
cupcake?
Your sugar-free shit. I don't want it. Is it regular? Is it regular?
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's very nice.
They were going to give it to me, but I pissed them off.
Actually, they're tired of seeing him come around, so they're trying to clog up his arteries real quick.
Do your kids like me more than you? I buy them more gifts on Christmas than you do.
In case you can hear you, he's saying coffee.
Awful.
And I'd like one, too.
Thank you, Sean.
They're like, Uncle Steve, he bought me everything I wanted.
We have talked about the Scooby-Doo gimmick before, but the chick that they got to play the nerd is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
In real life, she is. I forget.
Yeah,
her.
But even in a gimmick. I would rather fuck her with the gimmick on.
In the commercial, the fucking show, she was, like, for a cartoon character, she was awful. She was gross.
Wow. Cartoons aren't really, like... I don't like judge them sexually.
Well, Matt also referred to a cat from Heathcliff as hot. So
what?
She is pretty hot.
What?
That's actually a callback from an old show. But, and you say Tinkerbell is hot. So
that's true. But at least it's not a cat. That's even weirder. That's even weirder.
I know, because Matt is...
What, is it the cat from fucking Inspector Gadget?
No, from Heathcliff.
I'll get you next time. Jeez, though. J.L. Jimmy, give me another coffee.
Yeah.
And another pack of cigarettes.
Cartoons can be kind of hot. Like, I remember when Cool World came out. Kim Basinger as a cartoon was hot.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit with Jessica Hahn. Hot.
Got nothing.
No.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Come on.
No, Jessica Rabbit's hot.
There isn't any non-human character you think is hot?
Oh.
Oh, she's a redhead.
She's hot.
She's hot. No redheads?
How about Bugs Bunny when he dressed up like a girl?
Guilty. I waxed my carrot to that.
Bugs now Bunny? Hang on. What Bugs Bunny's funnier, yellow gloves or white gloves?
White.
Funnier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually a difference
I think
in attitude
the yellow
and everything.
I think yellow was the original.
And I think the yellow one was actually a little bit more like cyniacal. Does that make sense?
What?
Does that make sense?
Is that a word?
Cynical.
Oh.
There you go.
Cynical.
Well, when he first came out, he was kind of goofy, like almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wasn't he a lot more mean? Did he have a mean streak with the?
Yeah,
that was
different.
The white glove one.
He kind of talked like this, and he went.
Yeah, that when Mel Blanc, I think, took over or changed the character's voice. I don't know if he was the original.
Interesting fact: Mel Blanc hated carrots.
Is that why they made him a rabbit?
No, but they tried different vegetables instead of carrots. But nothing had the same taste or sound, rather. Mm. So he would chew the carrot and then spit it into a bucket.
Yeah, it's well known that rabbits like carrots.
It is.
Is it not?
Yes.
So, here, what's up, Doc? He's chewing on a broccoli stem.
Like, he tried broccoli, he tried potatoes, and nothing had the same crunch.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
You're kidding.
Nope.
And a so, potato.
Yep. They
you can't eat a raw potato. It's disgusting.
Well, he just tried gnawing on stuff. He hated carrots. So he would chew on the carrot, do the voice, and then spit it into a garbage can because he hated them.
Oh, so he had Steve's faggot disease. No,
I love carrots.
I want this brownie, but I don't want the calories.
Are you a spitter?
Yeah,
we talked about this.
Did we?
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
It actually was diagnosed as like a form of bulimia for me. So I don't like to talk about this.
You are the biggest vagina. Not only does he get drunk off two Brutuses, but he used
I
to
had
be
three,
bulimic.
You fucking tall, fat bitch.
He used to be
you had
bulimic.
Nothing.
He used to be bulimic. That's when you went to the psychologist. I called you Tony Soprano.
Yes, they said I had fucking fear of calories.
A fear of like they're chasing you.
You lock yourself in the bathroom. I don't want to come out, Jamie.
I don't want to. I don't care if it's dinner time. I made calorie-free brownies.
Just leave me alone. Oh, I shit myself.
Come eat brownies. I can't.
Opposed to Matt, who eats fucking lasagna slices the size of his pillow.
Yes.
Yeah, you already said that.
I know, but
he's reiterating.
Yes.
Matt eats pizza slices the size of a kike.
What?
Kite.
Did you really just do that?
he said kite, like the thing that blows in the wind.
Kike.
He said kike.
He feels bad.
He does.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Anyway.
So
actually, I got a big wow from the only Jew in the room.
He didn't mean that, actually.
You should have seen his eyes after he said
oh,
it.
Fuck.
He was like, kike, and he just goes, huh?
I didn't mean that.
I think he says kike more than kite. That's why
it's whole time, I'm thinking, just don't say that, don't say that, don't say that, and then there it is.
He says it.
Cole Cabana, you got that?
How do you spell kite? K-I-K-E? I mean, T-E?
T-T, there's a T! Oh, man, that was awkward.
Like on Nigger Guy on South Park.
What? That was a slip, too.
That was the gimmick on the show.
No, you. What you just said.
I know, that was the gimmick on the show.
Oh. What, the N-word you just said?
Yes. Okay. That's why. They called him that on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was on TV, so I think I can say it on the radio.
Now, you're a big Disney fan, so when you sing the Mary Poppins song, do you say, let's go fry a kike?
Oh, let's go fry a kike.
Was he Chinese?
I mean...
Oh, man. I'm sorry for 6.25% offending you.
6.25% you. let's watch this.
Please.
Hopefully it's not a fucking commercial.
And Wales. Very good morning to all of you. Hello,
oh, okay, good. Wales. This is recorded with somebody's cock, apparently. So I'm just going to read it. Fucking assholes. I hate it. You go to a YouTube video, and it's a person with like their phone taping the TV.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it sounds like shit. Anyway, this lady's child wasn't allowed to take his first Holy Communion because he has Down syndrome. And a letter from the whatever of Leeds, this is over in the UK, she was told that her 7-year-old, his name's Denim Allerby, lacks concentration necessary to prepare for communion. The church said children can only proceed to the sacrament of First Communion when they take... I can't read this. She says it's disgusting, blah, blah, blah. What do you guys think?
What is it you have to say when you accept the wafer?
I don't think you have to say anything, do you? You just got to like stick your tongue out of your
don't
hand.
Don't you say something to the...
When you go get the crouton
Amen,
of Christ.
Amen, right?
Amen! Yeah!
The Jeez it.
The Jeez it.
Give me a cracker. Give me.
Jeez it.
Christ checks.
The body of Christ. Ew! I hope I don't get a foot.
You're supposed to make the sign of the cross and say amen.
Yeah.
I don't think you make the sign. I think you just say amen.
He would probably just drop trow and masturbate furiously.
Oh, shit. Drop trow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that cupcake was actually delicious, so tell the girls thank you.
Oh, fuck.
Look, Ma! I go doo-doo pants!
Doo-doo pants.
Body of Christ.
Looks like a cornflake! Poor kid.
Dude, how could... And you're supposed to just let it sit on your tongue and, like, dissolve or whatever?
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, chew it or anything.
It's fucking hanging out.
You can just, like, throw it at him. There you go, dummy.
He just sticks to his tongue.
Yeah. Slap it on there.
Like a dog in heat, like, panting. Like,
come back after church. I got some letters I gotta send. You can lick the fucking envelopes.
It's like a dog. He's just sitting there going, nice. Nice.
No. Easy.
Wait.
Put it on his nose. And go.
That's really bad.
That is
Holy
bad.
Shit.
So what does a British Down syndrome person sound like?
Oi!
Cheerio!
Cheerio!
In the governor! God save the queen! Hip hip.
A cup tits.
Would you like a spot of tea?
That's what their teeth look like.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. They're probably the only ones with normal teeth.
Yeah, right?
My head hurts. So you guys did a whole ab workout. Oh,
yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Wow, I'm sweating.
Anyway.
Oh, my eyes.
Wow. But I don't think it's...
I want to get video of a retard from Cheerio. Britain. Come on, find something. There's got to be a retard from England on fucking YouTube.
I don't know.
I got to hear it.
I can't sit through all that shit right now. But he doesn't even look that bad. Like, I'm looking at the... Going through the video. I mean, he's got like a nice haircut and stuff. It's not like he's...
Oh, that makes everything fine.
I mean, he doesn't have like boogers in his hair and shit, you know? Like, he's sitting quietly next to his mother. They're on a talk show.
Like a little 100 strands of hair stuck together with dried snot.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think they should make an exception for him. And I mean, it's not like... It's like, yeah, he might make a little bit of a ruckus. He might pee himself. But, you know, he just put up with it and... Let him go home. What's burning?
My coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. The downies, I don't know. They can be very disruptive sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bit, actually. Now that I think about it, I don't want to relate what I want to say, but let's just say that.
Well, we've told plenty of stories about the other one.
The fellow
with Down syndrome that worked with us. And he was eventually arrested for masturbating in the bathroom.
He was?
Not arrested. Did I say arrested?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at something that said arrested. He was fired.
Oh, right.
He was caught, yeah, pleasuring himself in the
bathroom. I wonder if, like, in the
Because
whole...
his girlfriend lived in the toilet. That's the kind of person he was. And she had a name, and it was Janice.
That's a terrible name.
That's an awful
name. It's not even, like, a hot name. Like, it'd be, like, if she was, like, Bunny or fucking
Bunny.
Chloe or something. Like, I could see that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I wonder if, like, they tell stories when they go back to the home, you know, because they'll, like, live in a home together. Like, I got fired today. I took off the toilet.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, the kid's like, I've climbed in the toilet again.
I live in the toilet.
It's pretty bad.
Go ahead.
I was going to say anything from the chat with that. Anything?
Ding, fries are done.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. A couple is arrested in Pennsylvania after trying to blow up a car with flaming tampons.
Oh, my. Only in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania
welcomes you.
Yes. Armed with flaming tampons, two young Pennsylvanians attempted to blow up a vehicle after severely vandalizing it, according to police. The bizarre January 7th incident happened outside a bar, of course. In Metal Township. All right.
Nice.
Metal Township.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, I want to fucking live there.
Yeah.
Like, man, you would fit in perfectly there, Steve.
I would fit in Pennsylvania very well. Everybody's a bald hick.
Especially Metal Township.
Yep. Everybody's a bald, dirty, tattooed hick like me.
It resulted in the arrest of Patricia DeShong, 25, and Quentin DeShong, 22, on a variety of charges, including attempted arson, public drunkenness, and criminal mischief. And they have their pictures here, and they
are black.
No, they're very white, and really? They look like they just got put through the ringer.
It said they lit the car on fire, correct?
Yeah.
So what's attempted about that? They did it.
The Shongs seriously damaged a 2006 Ford Fusion, which had its windshield and windows either cracked or broken, was covered with dents, and had blood on the front passenger seat.
Hey, baby, on your period? Bleed some pussy juice all over this.
Ew.
Nope.
God. I squeeze you.
Nope. Derek went to Domino's on the way home.
That's right. I stopped by. Had a little accident. Left in front of the bar.
That shit's flammable.
Yeah. The car's bonnet was also open and various hoses had been disconnected. As for the flaming tampons, the probable cause affidavit notes that investigators discovered the petrol cap was removed and the tampons were used to possibly ignite the tank. Oh, so they use almost like a little firecracker, like probably set the string on fire.
Yeah, it's pretty smart, actually.
You would think tampons wouldn't be flammable. Like something you shove into your body. I don't think you want it to be flammable.
Well, what are you doing with a fire near your vagina?
Yeah, your clothes are flammable.
I'm saying, like, say you, like a part of your clothing got on fire.
I'm not going to
light
this bitch's pussy on fire. It's like the string's just like, it's like a dynamite.
My cervix is aflame. Well, I'm just saying, I mean.
Well, she could probably piss on it real quick and put it out. Squirt her.
Drip.
Let me water the plant. Squirt.
It did not indicate why the DeShongs were allegedly vandalizing the vehicle, which is owned by Fallon Clark. Don't know why I need to know that.
Yeah.
When the DeShongs arrived at the police station, troopers reported Patricia made threats stating that she was going to, quote, fucking kill a trooper following her release.
How dare she curse?
As a result, she was charged with making terroristic threats. They spent a few days behind bars before they each posted $25,000 bond.
From where? The Monopoly money?
And there's one comment on this story, and it is, crystal meth. Inspiration for so many great ideas.
Dude, it's probably true.
Let's light the car on fire with your tampon.
I don't need this one anymore.
That'll work.
Somebody in the chat brought up about the girl that soaked her tampon in vodka and then stuck it up her cooter to get drunk.
I think there was a couple people trying to do
that. I think it's a new thing actually going around.
That work?
That and doing the shots in the eyeballs.
What?
Ew.
They would take like a shot of vodka and put it in their eye and like hold it so it gets absorbed into your eye.
It's got to burn.
Wouldn't that burn? Imagine.
I'm sure it would burn your
vagina.
Wouldn't
that just
too.
Give you like some kind of like brain tumor?
But the people in the chat here are saying that's a quick way to get tipsy, or in that case, twatsy. So then I put lipsy.
Matt would appreciate that pun.
Do you remember we did the story on the lady that made crystal meth inside Walmart?
I do. Very well.
I wonder if they knew each other.
She was in... Don't remember.
Oh, all right, well... Thanks for leading me on.
I think it was in like Utah.
Thanks for that cock tease.
Right. Half a boner gone.
Half a boner.
Gone.
Hence God. Whiskey breath.
Can we go back to make fun of retards? That was better.
Oh, man.
That was better. He's like making fun of my kinfolk there. I can't work with that story.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not so fucking fun, is it?
That was Steve's girlfriend that was making a meth lab.
I wish.
Yeah, she does it in Target.
Yeah.
She's higher class.
Yeah, she goes to Neiman Marcus. Don't spill it.
She put a fucking coffee in his cup?
To the tip, to the tip. Ooh.
Makes me feel all warm and cuddly inside.
Mm, creamy.
All right, what's next? What do you got?
We're actually just about done. they ID'd the severed head that was in Hollywood.
Yeah, it was some like old retired guy.
There was a severed head in Hollywood?
Yeah, under the Hollywood sign.
Yes. There's what? There's like a trail there that you can walk, and two people were doing dog walking. They had like a bunch of dogs with them, and the dogs came across a severed head, and then they found the rest of the parts.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why did I not hear about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why you didn't. It was all over the news.
Yeah.
You were too busy at fucking Disney on Ice.
DOI.
Doi.
Even your girlfriend was talking about it while she was getting banged.
In the back of Applebee's.
Son of a bitch.
In the back now, not in the booth.
Yeah. In the booth.
In the back room.
Yeah. You go to the back.
She took it right in the Crapplebee's.
Yeah. She was slapping some balls. No, it was it wasn't like a big story. I mean, I saw it in the paper, but
well, it was ongoing every day. It was
You're big with the fucking paper.
Dude, I read the paper every day at work.
My God.
Yeah. I like to know what's going on in the world.
The whale.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to wrap things up here.
Severed head.
Don't forget to check out aristocratsradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can also hear us on Stitcher Radio if you have some kind of mobile device, or you can also listen online. And you can also donate to the show.
Woo! Need two new front tires.
We actually got a nice donation from our buddy Vendo in Japan.
Yeah, I need a new Ford Fusion. Yeah, Mine got fucked up. Mine got fucked up.
Yeah.
Our buddy Vendo. We got to get those stickers in Japanese for him.
We should, yeah.
That would actually be really funny.
We should have him translate, and then we'll make some Japanese stickers, and he can throw them around.
Change the logo to one with like a chinky eye with the
with the hat.
Yeah. Like Mr. Fuji or like...
I will definitely do that.
Not Mr. Fuji, like Random Task or whatever his name was from Odd Job.
The fucking shoe.
Odd Job. Who throws a shoe? I mean, really.
Don't forget to check out the Clutch and Wiggle show.
Of course, and all the wonderful shows on... Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio.com.
And don't forget to check out ridiculous.radio.podomatic.com. You can find them on iTunes.
We want all these friends of ours, since some of them are listening, to make little plugs so we can actually take a commercial break during this 2-hour
mess.
Yes,
please send us in commercials.
You know how hard it is just to sit here and stare at Steve's fucking face for 2 hours straight?
It's hard.
Well, he's like hunting and pecking on the keyboard because he still
can't
fucking do.
It's just his nose and up. Nose and up.
Oh, he can't do the home thing?
Just got the fucking
go home.
Indexes going.
And follow the aristocrats_ on Twitter, please.
God, I hate that Twitter name. But if you get confused, you can always just go to aristocratsradio.com. All the information is right there. You can download the show. All the donation sites, everything is right there.
I think next week I'll put up my phone number and you can call me if you want.
Yeah, nice. Call me at home in the middle of the night. Wake me up. Just talk to me about whatever.
Just text me. Some days I'm bored and I just want to text with somebody. You know,
we should make a donation commercial like those fucking pet commercials.
No, you do not type underscore out.
That should be the new Twitter name. Just the aristocrats and the word underscore.
The aristocrats underscore.
And who's, yes, when we make the commercial with the fucking dying puppies.
Oh, I don't want to fucking bring that up. That's terrible.
We'll just have Steve's sad eyes.
Ooh. I work at a grocery store. Don't make me clean that toilet.
My girlfriend fucks black guys.
Is this the song?
Yes.
Yeah.
They use a couple. You know what's funny is they use a Willie Nelson song on one
is
of
this
them.
Oh, really?
This is Sarah McLachlan, I believe.
Yes.
And she does it, too.
You can make a difference in a podcast.
For only $600 a day. You could put us all in very nice vehicles.
We will give you a fuckload of stickers. That's about all we have.
I'll come to your house for a bar mitzvah. How's that sound?
Yes.
No.
If we're close enough, we'll come to your house.
Yeah.
Not me, though, because I might shit myself.
You can rent me. You can rent me like Beetlejuice.
We're getting fuck you in your ASPCA outro. 1-877 cars for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Kids free towing, whatever the fuck that is.
Well, our number here is 1-877 cash for us.
Now we're getting called the aristocrats.
Yep.
Boo.
We've heard that before.
Yeah. It's not true.
Cry me a river.
I already said that I would give an autographed copy of my colonoscopy report to somebody if they donated enough.
How about if I find the video of the camera in my penis and you can see what the inside of my cock looks
like? Do you have it?
I'm sure I could get it.
How?
Probably just YouTube it.
That could be anybody's dick.
Look at all the chambers and veins. That thing's pretty sick.
Yeah, it turns off before I start crying.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm fine.
I just have something in my eye and throat and boogers.
I just love puppies so much.
I do.
So is that all you got?
That's all I got.
I actually would have liked going out with that outro. That would have been perfect.
Just whisk away.
Well, nobody cares what you like.
Apparently not.
I still got it up. So.
We'll see you next
Thank
week.
You. Yeah.
For $5, you can get some stickers.
You can help Derek's stomach.
From
you can help pay for his surgery.
You can help Bloody Gut.
You can pay for Applebee's next week.
Those wings were good.
You can pay for Brutus and fresh roll toilet paper.
I'll have to cancel those Disney on Ice tickets I just bought again.
Yeah. You can send a little Italian boy to Disney's house. To Doi.
You can send a little Italian boy and his sister.
His 26-year-old sister.
I know. She hot?
A two-way trip
you might
to
allow
the Izod
them.
Center.
You might allow them to get snow cones.
Is his sister hot?
With a memorable cup.
Married, and I've never met her.
Wow, I care.
Married? I didn't ask if she was married.
She hot, she's married. Oh. But is she hot?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Hopefully with Matt.
Yeah.
And we'll open up the show with this song next time.
Yeah. Because this is a real upbeat.
It's going to play till you fucking donate.
Okay.
AristocratsRadio.com. Goodbye.
See ya.
Trying to please you, you fucking kike!
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.